on a night show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
All right, kids. Who likes having sex with dolphins?
Right. No, it's a guest on the show today. It's not Rob.
A sick guest.
Hi, Flippers. Come around here often. Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. K. John and all the ships at sea. Say hi to the two guys who said, hey, Paul, it's okay. Use the benefit stage to plug your new record. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to the Don and Mike Show on a brand new episode here on Monday, October 22nd. And here's the phone number. From Washington, D.C., the most powerful city in the world, you can call 202-432-1067. Or you can call from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. Let me start today's show with some great words from a great man. Can we roll that tape, please?
And I want to say one more thing. In the spirit of the Irish people, Osama bin Laden, you can kiss my royal Irish ass.
Yeah!
And I live in Rockaway, and this is my face, bitch.
Beautiful. Oh, well said. All right. At the concert Saturday night was everything that the bad one with Tom Hanks should have been. And from what I'm hearing, the show, the charity show here in D.C. on Sunday, yesterday, it was like the worst.
I think on pure numbers of performers, you know, if you go performer for performer.
Well, not even that. The fact that there was 20 minutes in between acts and they ran out of food and the thing was supposed to be over at 9 o'clock at night. It didn't get done until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, a little bad planning.
Yeah, but D.C. had the medley of Sex Machine and God Bless America.
Yeah, James Brown. Well, listen, we'll be talking about those shows, I'm sure, on today's show. Oh, there he is.
Hey.
Everybody, there's our friend with his American flag thing on his lapel. It's
Radio's Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
He loves being introduced.
That's a good intro you gave us today.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, how you doing, Don?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Did you all see the pay-per-view yesterday with Stacey Keibler?
Oh, you know, no, the broad who was on the show Friday, who was going to be on the WWF wrestling in her lingerie.
How'd she do?
It was pretty hot.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, she came out with a little black, a little negligee, and the other girl he had on red. And, I mean, it was like, lesbian action. I mean, some simulation of some sex.
Really?
Okay. Did you see any nipple?
A little bit, but not much.
Really?
A cat of nine tails and hit the girl on the butt with it.
A cat of nine tails.
Uh-huh. Cat o' nine tails. That's like chock full o' nuts.
Filet of fish.
It's pretty hot. Oh.
Hold on, we're playing the O game.
Chock full of nuts.
Well, I just...
Now, I'm going to put in the F.
No, well, then I'm going to say filet of fish.
Well, no, we're doing the O, so we'll just keep it open. That's the game I'm playing. I was throwing the F in there to be humorous.
Top O of the morning. We're playing the O game, right?
Yeah, yeah. Pot o' gold.
Oh! Damn, that's a good one.
How about Mike O'Mara?
Rob wins.
Thank you.
So, listen, did our girl Stacey Keibler, did she win her wrestling match?
No, she lost.
Well, that's orchestrated anyway. She was the bad girl, right?
Are you saying it's fixed?
Yes, Mike. Yeah. Yeah, shocker, yes. Wrestling is fixed.
I think it's fixed.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, I want to know if you heard Pat Summerall belch on the Packers game yesterday.
Oh, no. When did Pat Summerall belch? I watched most of the Packers game yesterday. I didn't hear him belch.
They were talking about Halloween. I was reading something, but all of a sudden, Madden's talking about Halloween, and I just hear this.
You sure it wasn't Madden?
Could be, but it sounded higher, so I'm guessing it would be Summerall.
Summerall. Hmm. Summerall is...
Beg your pardon.
Someone needs to put him out like a...
say that.
Like an old...
to say beg your pardon, but he did.
Someone needs to put Summerall out of his misery. I was watching the game yesterday, and he's so hopeless. He is so hopelessly out of touch. At one point, there's an onside kick,
And, right. And the deal is that if you miss the onside kick, that you're penalized 10 yards, and then if you screw it up again, the other team gets the ball like at the 40.
Right.
Well, after the first team, after the first time that the Packers try the onside kick, it fails, and he goes, "So Minnesota will get the ball." And Madden has to come in and say, no, Pat, hold on a second.
Right.
They get a second try.
Beg your pardon.
And then one time, Rudy even wrote it in his column today. One time, let me see, the headline in Rudy's column is, say what? As the Green Bay Packers lined up deep in Minnesota territory before a third quarter touchdown, Pat Summerall said, "Still first down and no sign of the field goal team."
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, dear.
Yeah, that's right. There he is.
Still haven't heard the Tim McWilliams burp out of it.
It's coming. It's somewhere on this tape. I think maybe it's here, Mike. No? Hold on. Who are we up to?
No, I should be next.
Robbie's next.
I think. Yeah.
Then Miss Terry. Then the one you're looking for, Mike.
Okay, very good.
Hold on. Here we go. Here's Timmy. Oh, that's Terry.
That's Terry's dainty little one.
It's Miss Terry. And then here's the mother of all burps.
There you go.
That one always makes
that's the one you want. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hi.
And Rob.
God, I'm an idiot. All right, go ahead, sir.
I was reading in yesterday's parade section of the Washington Post.
Oh, great magazine, that parade.
Yes, there's a question about Jerry Lewis and his Labor Day marathon.
Oh, I think I read that he's taking some kind of medication that's making him more bloated.
Yes. Michael DeBakey, a longtime friend who prescribed a cortisone drug that causes bloating.
Yeah, there's your steroid right there. That'll puff you up. But.
Jerry, lady. Hey, lady. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? This is Rudiger calling from Fairfax.
Yes, hi, Rudiger.
How you doing?
Hey, fine.
Hey, that Concert for America the other night. I thought that was absolutely hilarious. The one from New York City?
That was a great show. The one here in D.C. I'm hearing kind of sucked ass.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see the one in D.C., but the one in New York, I tell you, when they got Mick Jagger out there, he looked like the Crypt Keeper from Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, it kind of looked like Don Imus with a better haircut.
Like an old woman.
You know, you have to know, like, you got a guy like Mick Jagger, a guy like Steven Tyler, you got to... They got to have some kind of special diet or something like that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a type of rocker. There's a rocker look where
it's
they look...
It's the heroin diet, I think.
Yeah, I think it might be. Mm-hmm. I know in Aerosmith's case, they supposedly kicked the heroin. But, I mean, I saw a picture of in one of the magazines of Steven Tyler, who really, when you really take a good look at him, you know, not from a distance, not when he's doing, you know, "You look like a lady." You look at him, and they were shooting him on a subway. And my God, he's a frightening looking guy.
Now listen, it pained me to say this, but I want to say the funniest thing of the whole New York concert was Billy Crystal,
right,
who we love goofing on. You know, good luck storming the castle. And Billy Crystal is generally, I think, most of us consider him to be a jagoff.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
but his joke was funny, and it went over like this. He came out and he announces, "Hi everybody, I'm Billy Crystal. We're doing this benefit. As you know, the Emmys have been postponed. I think we might have to postpone the Oscars." And then there's a little bit of silence, and he goes, "Because no one wants to open the envelope."
Oh, my God.
Now, that's
and
funny.
It didn't go over.
No. I mean,
come on, why not?
I mean, it went over like a lead balloon. It was like they leave him there just standing on stage.
Went over like a lead envelope.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend. The show in D.C.
Hold on a second. Where's the...
Hey, Robbie, where's the Post? You got the Post? They got a better recap than some of my neighbors went to the show and were telling me how hideous it was. That there was it was supposed to start, the D.C. America show was supposed to start at, I don't know, like 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon. They got started late. There were waits in between every act.
Wow, that's bad.
20 to 30 minute wait. At one point, halfway through the show, John Stamos, Blackie Parrish.
Oh, there you go right there. When you're talking about names like that, you got a problem.
ABC is taping this thing because they're going to turn it into a TV special.
Right.
So at one point, halfway through the show, they brought John Stamos up on stage in the evening's tackiest moment. A voice over the intercom introduced John Stamos for his second onstage appearance and urged the crowd to cheer him as though they had not seen him yet.
So it's totally a slave to the TV tape.
Right.
Exactly.
So they want, like, "Ladies and gentlemen, here's a great American, Blackie Parrish, a windy, marvelous."
Why just put on a show, you know, which is spontaneously entertaining when you can stage it?
Right.
Attention. 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 Hold on. It's attention.
Attention. Hey, Rob, how come I can't get the reverb here?
Hello?
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 Hey, Rob.
Hello?
Hey, excuse me. How come I can't get the reverb here?
Oh,
don't immediately run to the microphone, boy.
Thank you, Rob.
You see that? He comes in right away, right to the microphone.
He loves the microphone.
Attention, all patrons of the DC show. We know you've seen him. We know you think he sucks. He's John Stamos. But for the benefit of ABC TV, when we introduce him, please go crazy like you love him.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, serving America, Blackie Parrish, John Stamos.
Yay. Now we're playing with it again.
Yes, we are.
Yay.
Hello. Okay, so let me see. So they faked the thing for John Stamos.
Really ended at like 1 o'clock in the morning?
Later than 1 a.m.
Wow.
Now, keep in mind that part of the deal was that all of the concessions that they sold at RFK Stadium were going to go for the relief effort.
Very good.
So keep in mind that they ran out of food.
Oh, my God.
At the concession stands. They ran out of the concession stands at approximately 8 o'clock.
Oh, God.
So they were stuck just selling soda pop.
Like not a hot dog or hamburger to be found.
Nothing. Let me see. The line for pretzels, the only food available, at 8 o'clock, had 100 people in line.
How ridiculous.
At 7:30.
So typical.
At 7:30, every food stand at the stadium was completely sold out of chow.
I don't get it. They've had concerts there before.
Leaving 30,000 people glumly wandering around looking for something to eat. The line for pretzels, the only food still available, was 100 strong at 8:15. Later, RFK's DC Sports and Entertainment Commission sent out for 100 pizzas.
Oh, my God. How stupid.
Then a frustrated vendor. Here you go. A frustrated vendor said, "It's stupid. Sitting behind a counter with nothing to sell except soda, we could be making money. The charity could be making money."
Mm-hmm. That is just ridiculous.
They ran out of food.
It's a little suspect, too. All donated, right? All donated, correct?
I think so.
Yeah, now I'm suspicious.
And then they had, what's his name?
Like, we'll donate it, but we'll donate some.
Who's the pedophile? Oh, Michael Jackson, Mr. Pedophile. He of course, is the last act. I also hear by the time Mariah Carey came on at about 11:30, people were just booing her.
Oh, like, no.
The poor girl had like
she's not going to have another breakdown, right?
Breakdown. Came out with her blonde hair. People booed her. She sang that stupid hero song she sings. And then Pedophile finally came out and did one song. Michael Jackson did one song, then brought everybody else on stage for a big finale. And then it was like 1:15 in the morning, as they said.
Everybody hungry. Right. Tired, angry.
Mm-hmm. Good night.
You know, I'd like somebody to investigate that because, I mean, when they have huge concerts down at RFK, they don't run out of food.
Hello, Tony.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Tony, hi, you're on the air.
Highlight reel, Richard Gere and Hillary Clinton getting booed to no end.
Yeah, on the Saturday Night Show.
Oh, hysterical.
Hey, man. Now, listen.
Guys, listen, one more thing. The end of that show, cluster F. You hear them trying to do that last bit, last song? Cluster F.
Yes, it was.
Guys, rock, buzz rules.
Hey, listen, hold on a second there, Tony.
All right, man.
I know why Hillary Clinton would get booed, okay? I mean, I follow that. Why did Richard Gere get booed?
He got booed because he called on, everybody to, to take the hatred out of it, no revenge. And so what he was doing is
Dalai Lama stuff?
Yeah, he was preaching at a time when you don't preach. You don't preach, certainly, to a room full of firefighters, and police officers who have lost loved ones and co-workers. You just don't do that, and he did it. He did it in a mellow way, but it came through loud and clear that he was preaching, and it wasn't appropriate.
And poor Hillary comes up, all she does is just come on stage and her legs look.
How can she win? She can't. She's in a no-win situation. But I hear Bill got a better response.
Yes, he did. Yeah, fine.
Her legs are like Popeye's arms. I mean, she comes out and says like elephantitis, Hillary Clinton, and immediately she gets booed like crazy. He comes out, doing his whole stinky pinky thing, and they loved him.
Right.
Yes, they did.
They loved him. God damn it, they loved
That's
him.
That's interesting. You know, it's really that she is just not a popular lady right now. And I think that you know, with recent events, you've gotten people that, you know, are, well, Rudy was going to run against her. So, I mean, you know, you've got a lady who was having trouble to start with. She won the election, but now she's got trouble up there.
Hey, Richie.
How you doing? Don and Mike?
Hey, you're on the air. Hi.
And hello to you, Buzz.
Hello there.
Got a question. Did you catch the end of the concert with Billy Joel and Elton John singing together?
Yeah, you mean Saturday night?
Saturday night, yeah.
Don't
you agree they make a lovely couple? who'd walk down the aisle and give Elton John away? That's the question I would like to know.
Elton John had on the queerest outfit I've seen since he had.
That's unusual.
Well, you remember, now he's going back to the old days. Remember when he had the queer sequined Donald Duck outfit?
Yeah, right.
Remember when he had the queer sequined Los Angeles Dodgers uniform?
Right, yeah, the big, the wonderful jersey.
He had a queer sequined the firefighter uniform, the cop uniform on.
And, Don?
Yeah.
I just want one thing before I go. What about the Dennis Murphy filming of the porno video this weekend?
I do have news on that. I do have news that is disturbing, which is why I'm going to share that with you in just a moment.
Oh,
are you going to bring it up to New York for a New York premiere?
Yes, we are.
Oh, goody.
Well, listen, I'll tell you now, and really, this is not a bit, and this is not anything that I want to, anyone to make fun of.
Okay.
The video shoot has been put off for 2 weeks because Dan, the pornographer, who's filming it and bankrolling this and has got all this stuff, his girlfriend had a miscarriage on Saturday.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's
very sad.
So the deal is that it's been, oh, really? Say nothing about? Oh, too late, Lisa.
All right, thanks, guys.
She came in with a sign, just as I said, it said, say nothing about.
Well, sorry.
Well, I didn't say that for anyone to goof on it.
Yeah, we're not, poor Dan, we certainly aren't doing that.
No.
Yeah, our thoughts are with him.
Buzz?
Yes.
Got weed?
No, all right, get not out here. Wait till I get to New York.
So obviously, the guy had the problem on Saturday, and we decided rather than, who wants the guy to make a porno movie?
No, well, then they'll postpone it, and they'll get it done. That's good.
A couple of weeks it'll happen. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello.
Sometimes the timing of the show amazes me.
Yeah.
It just amazes me. Hello.
Yeah, Don and Mike?
Yeah, who's this? Oh, Jim.
Yeah.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, I was at the concert last night. And another thing with this John Stamos thing is when he came out and he did like the introduction to the TV show, and of course it was halfway through the show, so it was dark out. And then at the end he says, "Now we want to welcome the Backstreet Boys." And the Backstreet Boys were on like at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun was shining bright as anything. So they're going to go to this nighttime shot with the spotlights and stuff to the Backstreet Boys doing the national anthem.
Now listen,
Sunshine.
The people in the audience weren't they pissed that John Stamos was coming out and cutting this stuff that's obviously
ABC
bogus?
Is ABC going to run commercials for this?
Oh yes.
I don't know about that, but he came out like three times, and at the end, you know, he came out and he was going to do the wrap up, I guess, you know, at the end. So he walks out and he says, you know, we want to thank all these artists for being here tonight. It's really great for them to come out and do this. And let's start that over. And he walks.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, man, what a
you
moron.
You are kidding.
Oh, I'm serious as a heart attack. He just walked back, you know, off camera, and then
you so don't do that at those kind of things.
I just want to say, this is John Stamos. I want to say, USA! I want to thank all the artists that came out tonight. It really touched my heart. And, crap. Can we take that again, please?
Yeah,
unbelievable.
Exactly. That's exactly what happened. And
that is so tacky.
Can we take that over again from the top, please?
There was also something with Michael Jackson like that, too, because at the very end, when they finished the All-Star Review, which, of course, you know, the artists that were, like, on the first complete half of the show, like Aerosmith and Backstreet Boys and James Brown and all, they were not there.
Of course, they all left.
They all left a long time ago, and the only ones that were there were, like, the second tier and third tier performers, and the ones that were just on, like, two or three times before.
I read that by the time Michael Jackson went on, a third of the crowd had already gone home. Is that true?
Well, you know, there was a lot of sections in there that were never filled.
Right.
All day. They kept saying, the sold-out concert. There was hundreds and hundreds of seats open, even on the field level.
It's too bad.
Wow.
But there were enough people there where they ran out of food.
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, concert wasn't sold out, but there was enough people there to run out of food.
I would really love to know the details of that.
Everything.
I bet you. I swear to God, you get a headliner that plays that stadium in D.C. and it's going to the profit. You're not going to run out of food because they're going to sell as much as they can.
You can put the goddamn soccer team in there. The soccer team draws 50,000 people, and you know they don't run out of food.
Yeah, they don't run out of food, but it's not. I'd really love somebody to investigate that. If you're going to do,
Rob, I don't think that's the reason.
Oh my God! So I'd love to really check it out.
The only thing they had left was beer.
Well, that's not a bad thing. All right, thank you, my friend.
But you know, there was something else also about the TV, with the TV taping thing with Michael Jackson at the end, because when he finished the All-Star Review, he started to walk off stage, you know, saying, thank you, everybody, good night. Oh, and it was so crazy. He kept saying, I love you. I love you. Like that, and that kind of... that inflection.
How would that have sounded, Mike?
Oh, it was really getting it over.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Let me do that over again. I'd like to thank Blackie Parrish, John Stamos. I love you. Shamrock. Ben, the two of us. Canyon and the rest. I love you.
Exactly what he was doing.
God, all right. Keep talking.
Thank you, my friend.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Mike Show. Hi.
Man, Michael Jackson was so scary looking last night. I have a 16-year-old daughter who always found him sort of scary on TV, and her thought was, you know, hey, once I see him in person, maybe I'll humanize him. She's scared to death of a guy. He's an alien.
That's funny.
And they had another point where Blackie came out, and he introduced Michael Jackson.
Hey, I love it. I love that people call him Blackie Parrish instead of calling him John Stamos.
Blackie came out. What has he ever really done?
Nothing. Hey, Mike, his stellar work on Full House.
Yeah, that's right, Full House.
All right, so Blackie comes out, and what happens?
He comes out in the intro for Michael Jackson. He's like, you know, everybody, the king of pop, here he is, Michael Jackson. The crowd erupts, and he's like, wait a minute, guys, that was just taped for TV. He won't be out for like another 5 minutes.
That is,
oh my God,
that's
worse. They didn't even warn us or anything. They just showed him and everybody...
Oh my God, that's awful, isn't it?
So they lie to the audience to get the reaction, then he won't be... Oh, that sucks.
They didn't even tell us. We sat back down and starved and sobered up for another hour.
Damn, that sucks.
Oh my God.
It was terrible.
Thanks, Mike.
The most telling number, and, you know, every dollar is appreciated, I'm sure, the Washington, D.C. concert raised $2 million. The New York concert raised $100 million.
Yeah. All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Really, very sad.
Because I'm proud to be an American.
Oh, God.
Right here in old D.C.
Wow.
Mm. Hello, Mike.
Skins one.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Yeah, and we're going to try to get the hero of today's Redskins victory, Brett Conway, on the shore in front of the field goal.
Okay. Thank God he was the hero.
Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
He almost screwed the pooch when he missed that one field goal.
That's right.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, come on. Who is this, Mike?
Yeah, this is Mike, man, truck driver.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, man, I was there at 1:30 in the morning, man. I got up at about 4 o'clock and I had to come drive a truck. I was looking at Mariah Carey, right? She should have stayed home, man.
Why?
I felt bad for her. She got up there struggling. She couldn't hit none of her notes.
Oh,
she looked like a pass leg. It was like she just wanted to be there and be a queen, but she just didn't have none in her, man.
That poor crazy broad.
Is it true?
Were people booing her?
Oh, yeah. I thought she was going to have a break down there, and Michael hugged her at the end. And it looked like she needed all the help she could get.
Oh, that's so... Oh, my God.
She wanted to be, like, laid out on the stage because nothing was going right, man. She was getting booed, and she was trying her hardest to sing.
Oh, imagine that. You're at a charity thing for America, and you come out on stage, and you get booed.
Somebody told me that women that sing like Whitney and Mariah, that sing that way, they blow it out, early in their careers, that they really, completely tank the instrument.
I also read that Mariah's having trouble hitting the same note she used to be able to because of the anti-depression medication that she's on now.
And it just keeps getting better.
Yeah.
Donna Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, listen, you know what they ought to do with poor Mariah is just do what they do with Mike Tyson. Take her off the medication a couple of days before she has to perform.
There you go.
And then turn her loose.
Yeah, and she get on stage and bite off Bette Midler's ear.
Hey, listen, I want to tell you that what got the loudest ovation yesterday.
What?
Was when they announced that the Redskins actually won the game. That got the high, that's got the biggest cheer.
Oh, did it really at the concert yesterday?
Yeah, they announced it, that the Redskins had overcome the Carolina Panthers.
What if the Redskins game had been an 8 o'clock game last night? Wouldn't that have been special?
Oh, God. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Did you guys see me play drums with the Who?
Who's this, Mike Landis?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Mike.
I was going, who the F are you? It was awesome.
Your hair was different, though, wasn't it, Mike?
Blue eyes. It was incredible. Right now. How you guys doing? I also did the DC show. I emceed it. Did you guys see me there?
Didn't see ya.
Damn it. Me and Tracy Neal did it before Michael Jackson came on. We sang with Michael.
Mike Landis from Fox 5.
Yeah, he had a different hairdo. He was wearing a wig.
Exactly.
All right, goodbye. Get
love
out.
You guys.
Love you. Bye.
God bless. More to come.
Okay. God bless. See you later. Goodbye. Who's on the hotline?
That's Mrs. Geronimo.
Oh, it's my my child, Brian. Hi, honey.
Hi, Jiggy. I was just going to tell you, did you see poor Mariah Carey, Billy Crystal was emceeing the other show, and he said he had a joke about that. Well, there's something that we can all agree on, all as Christians and Jews and Muslims, and that's that Mariah Carey should never make another movie.
Boy, that's some funny stuff.
Wow,
that's good stuff.
Wow,
that's funny.
That movie Glitter, for anyone that's interested.
All right, sweetie, I love you.
Okay, goodbye. I love you too, sweetie.
Bye bye. Oh, and listen, I got news for all the criminals out there in the D.C. area. Be very, very afraid. My wife's on jury duty this week. Be very, very afraid.
She's known as the hanging juror.
The hanging juror, right. Absolutely. Yeah, and I don't know how she got out of it like twice in a row already.
Wow.
Remember that time that Buzz had to go to jury duty?
I could not get out of it to save my life.
And we told him to go in there. The easiest way we told Buzz to get out of jury duty is just like,
right,
when you sit down, say something like, I just made, or,
yeah. Yeah.
Or you know, make some crazy slanderous statement about
you slur every ethnic group in one sentence and they let you go.
It's a fine line between getting tossed off the jury and getting hit with contempt of court charges, you know. So you try to walk that line as delicately as you can.
So Buzz ended up having to go to jury duty.
Yeah,
and missed a little time from the show. Not a lot, as I recall.
A couple days.
But my wife now is like the second time in a row she's been able to get out of it. Wow. But finally, this time her number's up. And
I got you.
She's off to catch the bad guys.
Good. Well, you know, you never know. With the jury duty, you could be sitting on some incredible trial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be too bad if it was a sequestered jury for like some juries, you know, go for 6 months.
Like the O.J. jury.
That's correct.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Try to contain that. Look at that look.
Contain what, Mike?
Nothing.
Contain what?
I didn't say anything.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I'd miss my wife if she was sequestered.
Of course you would.
If she was sequestered.
Stop it, you. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you'd have the same reaction. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, here's the phone call. Hold on a second. Hello.
Hello.
No, you're in a totally different situation than I am. If Frida was sequestered, if I was sequestered right now, if Laura was sequestered for 6 months, I'm Mr. Mom, I'd probably be a total closet case.
Yeah, but here's how that would go. Hello?
Hello?
Hold on, I'm doing a little thing here,
okay,
about my wife,
great,
on jury duty. Hold on a second. Hello?
Hi, boo-boo.
Hi, sweetie, what are you doing?
I'm on this jury, OJ's in road rage, and I'm going to be sequestered for the next 6 months.
6 months, you say?
Yeah, I'm afraid I won't be around for 6 months.
Oh, sweetums.
How will you get along without me?
I don't know, but I'll try, honey.
What's that music I hear?
Oh, my God.
I got the radio up loud, honey.
All right, well, I'll call you when I can.
Okay. Love you.
Love you, boo-boo.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You never know.
Hey, hello, who's this? Blythe?
Blythe.
Blythe.
Like Blythe?
Like Blythe Danner?
Yes.
Hi, Blythe.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, we're great.
Were you named after Blythe Danner?
I hope not, no.
I don't know.
I like Blythe Danner.
What can we do for you?
Well, it was like 11:45. You know, we've been waiting for Mariah for like 30 minutes.
Oh, you were at the D.C. show last night?
Yeah. We've been there like 12 hours. She comes on, and she belts out, you know, part of Hero and everything, and then she goes back, and like we wait for 5 minutes, and then she comes out. She's standing beside this, like, a crotch rocket, and she starts singing her new song for album. The album's like flat.
Wait. What do you mean? What do you mean crotch rocket?
Those rice burners. Those motorcycles.
Oh, a Japanese motorcycle.
Yeah. Right, okay. She's like on a Suzuki motorcycle.
You're right. Well, she's
not. Do they really call those things crotch rockets?
Yeah.
That's a crotch rocket, Mike.
I love it when you learn something
new.
You
say that.
All right, so she's...
She's standing there, and she's belting up this gay song, and her album is just flashing up on the screen. Like, by my... She's such a cornball.
Hold on. Are you telling me that she was, like, advertising her album?
Yes, and she's got, like, a Jennifer Lopez outfit. You know, like, the two layers over the boobs, and they're, like, hanging out.
Is this Melissa Etheridge?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold on. When Mariah Carey was singing at the concert for the Pentagon victims, they were flashing on the Jumbotron?
Glitter. The record was flashing up on the screen, and it says glitter on it. It just keeps flashing the whole time.
God damn.
Oh, man, promotion machine. That's having trouble selling those.
Thank you, honey.
Well, wait a minute.
Oh, okay.
Michael Jackson had his boy toy, Macaulay Culkin, up there. At the very end.
Oh, God. His lover. His lover.
Yeah.
What did they do? Did they make out on stage?
His little gay poodle. I don't know. He was kind of chumming around with Billy Gilman, that little boy.
Oh, I worry for little Billy Gilman.
Oh, my God. And Macaulay Culkin, he looks better than ever.
He looked like he was 13, but he's like 55 now. I don't know.
55.
Macaulay Culkin always looks like he's got the anthrax, because they say that when you get the anthrax, you get...
He looks like an AIDS patient.
You get the flu-like symptoms.
You get the red eyes.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Macaulay Culkin always looked, even when he was in those Home Alone movies, always looked like he was a sick little kid.
Yeah, and his hair always looks a little unkempt, and he's, got the deep sunk eyes.
And Michael ran over, and while he was singing his Man in the Mirror song, the steam was blowing up, you know, his clothes are blowing, and his nose looked like it was just going to blow away.
Oh, God.
Macaulay Culkin has the Bob Hope symptoms.
Yes, the red eyes.
Yeah, the red eyes.
Both bunny eyes.
Yeah, bad news.
The pink guy. Hey, Mary Jane.
Hi.
Is this a call for Buzz?
What?
It's Mary Jane.
I've been expecting your call.
It's code. Hi, Mary Jane.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
Hey, I work at the Capital View Restaurant, RFK Stadium.
Yes.
And everybody's ragging on we ran out of food.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you guys know that we had about 75 employees who worked 5 days without pay, donated all of our money to the fund? The president of the company, Rob Saldivar, he bought all the products. We donated everything.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question, and this is a legitimate question. When you have a major concert at RFK,
right,
you don't run out of food.
Well, you know what?
I mean, did you run out of food because there was only a certain amount that was going
to
be donated?
We probably had 4,000 hamburgers to start. We went back out and bought like 5,000 more.
Hey,
nastiest, rudest people come up to us.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you something. I just realized something. One of the reasons, really, I've been saying, hey, maybe there's some conspiracy, but now I'm realizing, well, for a normal concert, you're talking about 3 hours, three and a half hours.
Exactly. No, we planned ahead. We all put in a good 5 days.
What about like when Ozfest comes or the HF Festival? Those are all-day concerts.
They weren't expecting this one to last as long as it did.
We tripled what we did for the HFS, which was 2 days long. We tripled it. And then Michelle Bloxton, who is the vice president of our company, went out, restocked every single thing we had, doubled it, and we still ran out. And we had the nastiest, rudest people come up into our restaurant just talking nasty stuff to everybody. And we all donated our time and money, and every bit of the money that we made went straight to charity. And we all worked our butts off.
How
can we run out of food?
Yeah.
You know, well, maybe everybody's just being pigs.
Hey, now that's a great answer. That's a can-do attitude, honey.
No, I mean, we had tons of food.
What about the other vendors? Did they come up short?
I think that they did. But, you know, we had like 4 times what we normally have. We busted our ass. We had food. We had people running back out to get food.
Well, you deserve
everybody
a medal.
Complaining about the prices.
You deserve a medal, honey, for putting up with that.
Well, we do, and I mean, we all work.
Yeah,
right.
You're a real hero. Forget the firefighters and the cops. You're the real hero.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Whatever.
Whatever.
That's kind of cheesy, but I think you should give some people credit because we worked our butts off for free for everybody.
Oh, for free.
Well, that's not why people do it, to get credit, right?
We don't, but we donated all of our
money.
You're
calling asking for credit.
And all we're getting is cut downs. Everybody's putting us down. I read the Washington Post this morning, which was horrible.
And you've said nasty things about the people who were at the concert.
Well, I'm not saying nasty things about them. I just think that you guys are making such a big deal about it that that's crazy. Well, I mean, give us a little credit.
We
busted our asses to help. Did you guys go out and do anything? Did you donate any food?
Yes. Donate
food for the concert? No.
Making a big deal about what? What are we making a big deal
about? About how we all ran out of food and how, you know, that's so horrible. Mm-hmm. We did our best.
Well, the only regret I have, I mean, really, if all the proceeds were going to go to a good cause, and they were all for charity, I am disappointed that you all ran out of food because you could have made a lot more money
for the
cause.
Well, we wanted to, and we kept going back out for food. We were supposed to stop serving.
Well, you didn't do it
enough.
Listen,
we were supposed to stop serving food and beverages at 7 o'clock. We stopped serving food and beverages at 11 o'clock.
This call tells me that America is getting back to normal.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. You guys are being unfair.
That selfless feeling that we all felt on September 12th.
We went over 3 hours. We were told to stop serving
it's
food
officially gone now.
We went till 11.
This crazy bitch wants a medal.
More hours. That concert was supposed to end at 9 o'clock.
By any chance, do you work at Concourse C?
Actually, I do, because I saw you there when I was there.
Hey, you're bitter.
Well,
you don't have any concept.
How you guys are
you don't have any concept of the spirit of it. Then you did your part and feel good about it.
Well, why are you guys ragging about it when everybody was out there donating their time and effort and money and energy?
Listen,
and all we're trying to do is help people.
I just want to say something. The worst thing at the stadium yesterday at RFK was not really the food. It was the smell of rancid fish.
Well, that may have probably come from you.
Yeah. You're a mean, mean person, aren't you?
Well, you're putting me in that situation because you're being nasty to me.
You put down all the people. You said that everybody was being rotten. You're making these, painting with these, huge comments about everybody that was at the concert.
I understand. People are at a concert for charity and they're pissed off. You ran out.
We were doing our best. We went 3 hours over.
Well, your best wasn't good enough, Missy.
Listen to this. How self-absorbed can you be?
You're crazy.
We were there for 3 hours. We donated. Please kiss my ass. People have done so much more than that.
You know what? We gave our best, and if that's not good enough, shame on you guys.
It wasn't good enough.
Well, that's crazy. Then I'd like to see you go out.
A lot of stuff is crazy.
Well, we worked our butts off, and we donated all of the money that we made to this fund.
And you could have donated a lot more.
Well, you should have donated more time and more food.
We did. We donated plenty of time. How much time and energy have you donated?
We've donated a lot of time, energy, and money.
Okay, well, we have too, and we're just a small company.
We're just a couple of disc jockeys. Nobody singled you out, but you talk as though they did. Nobody singled you out.
You guys are singling out to how we ran out of food.
You're the one that called and, like, mentioned your president, plugged your president and all the other people to get their names on the radio. And you're the one that did that.
No.
We didn't do that.
You did, too. We didn't even know who the food company was.
Well, that's fine. I mean, I think you guys are being unfair because we worked our butts off and all we did was try to help.
Mary Jane, here's what I'm hearing from you, really. And I'll give you this, that maybe you got a valid point. But all I'm hearing is, really, some crazy lady calling up who wants, what you want is the attention that you donated some time and your company donated some stuff, right?
Just some stuff. We busted our butts to help. I mean,
have you ever heard the selfless thought that you do something?
Exactly, but then you do it. Taking the selfless things that we've done and turning it into.
Let me tell you something. What we were talking about was an event that had a lot of problems and that did not come off as well as another event held in another city.
Exactly, but did they make money? Isn't that the whole point, that we contributed something? Everybody at that stadium worked so hard and so long. We had that stadium shut down for 2 weeks.
Hold on a second. One of the things that we said was that that's terrific that they made money.
Yes.
What we're saying is, as well as people being frustrated that we're there, that I'm kind of bummed out that more money couldn't have been made because of what happened, since all the proceeds were going to
charity.
I wish that it had been done better. And I know you said you did your best, and that's great, but
this
wish
was
that
a last-minute concert.
we...
Well, so were all the concerts
well,
for this.
Well, you know what? This is
Honey, why are you taking this so
area.
Personally? Why are you taking this so personally?
Because you guys are attacking the people who ran out of food. You know, and I just want you to know how much trouble we went through.
Again, when is it going to stop being about you?
It's not about me until you start talking about how nasty it is that we ran out of food. Unbelievable. Well, you know what?
It is unbelievable.
Well, I think you guys are being selfish and you're just trying to put anybody down. And I think
why are
you
we
should
being
be
selfish?
Thankful and grateful for all the money that RFK raised for this event because
I am
every person in RFK was
I am
there
grateful
by
for
thought.
Everybody that donated money to
well, then
for,
stop
from
focusing on the negative and say, hey, guys, good job. Thank
you. Know,
you.
Maybe the concert should have been at another time of the month. You know, maybe this wasn't the best time of the month for the concert.
Well, maybe not. But
you got what I'm saying?
That's why you're getting the wrath from me today.
Well, then you're a little uptight. You're a little tense.
I'm not all uptight. Right, I'm just disappointed in you guys for
oh,
not
please.
So appreciative
oh, come on.
Of
who
what
are you?
Eat me.
Eat
He's
me.
Disappointed in
Eat
us.
My D.
We're talking about everything. I'm glad everybody donated money. I think it's terrific.
Dan.
And I wish it's, I think it's wonderful.
We got a break. Hey, Dan.
Yeah. Stupid C, get off the radio, you selfish. Oh.
Selfish.
God. Damn it!
I know, Dan. Oh. All right, thanks, Dan. Okay. Okay.
Oh, go change a tampon, please.
All right, she's gone, Dan. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Thank you, my friend. We got a break. We got a break. And let's all take a moment to thank the lady there that calls and did so much.
Thanks to everybody that put their donated their time.
Good job.
Good job, everybody.
I was there.
Sorry we're complaining.
I was there. What have you done? Sorry, no more food. Out of food. How dare she get mad at people who are mad because they ran out of food?
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. people that you know are there, you know, plunking down their money to go see a show, and that's good, and they want to eat, and they want to, and it's all going to go to the charity.
And
that's the
give.
Thing. Yeah,
all right. We made $2 million. Imagine if they didn't run out of food. Imagine. Could have made millions more.
Could have made $100 million if they had food. $200 million, around this.
And really, how come you only start out with 4,000 hamburgers? Now that I'm thinking about it, you got a stadium that seats 60,000 people. You start out with 4,000 hamburgers?
That's enough for everyone to have, like, one bite of a hamburger. And then everyone will be fine.
Christ, when Rob and Kerry came over for dinner, we had 4,000 hamburgers.
And you still had to go out for more.
All right, clear the lines. You got to call 1-800-877-365-3636. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, you're getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, tell me there's a broad waiting in the car. I want to tongue my balls.
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
God damn it. The
right.
Don and Mike Show.
Right. Don and Mike Gunnerballs. With the worst bowling team in the history of organized bowling.
Yeah.
We are 0-2. Come see us Wednesday night. Going to be playing the Job Squad. That's the team in Linden, New Jersey. Yep, at the Jersey Lanes at 30 Park Avenue. Come on by. Watch us get our asses kicked. Heckle us. Be like everybody else. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
Right? Hi. What's your name?
Michael.
Michael, where are you from?
New York.
Michael, here you go. You've won the Corona Beer Prize Pack. Corona Duffel Bag, the shirt, sandals, and the beer. Koozie.
Ooh.
We do love Corona Light. Relax and enjoy a Corona Light. But wait, there's more. Oh, you've also won the Band of Brothers prize pack. Come as Band O' Brothers.
I should have had that one.
Band O' Brothers.
Band O' Brothers. But it is Band of Brothers.
Yeah. Band O' Brothers, Sunday night at 9, new episode on the home box office. Thank you for listening, Mike.
Thanks. That's great.
Thank you. Hold on just a second, please. Oh, we're going up to New York after the show.
Mm-hmm.
Be doing the show the rest of the week from New York. And as we travel to New York to go to WNEW, Amtrak brings us there. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL. To make your reservation.
Very good.
We're going to be soliciting, I think, on tomorrow's show for the Thumpkin Puckers. We're going to have, I think, the way we're looking at it now is Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Will be the day that we have a whole bunch of pumpkins in the studio for guys and girls to actually fornicate with. And we'll be giving away $1,000 to our male a champion, Funkin' Pucker, and a...
How are you determining the champion?
You got to wait and find the details out.
Really?
You got to wait and find the details out.
All right.
Just let me say that you have a better chance of winning if you thump the...
If you pump the pumpkin
to completion, you have a better chance of winning.
You. That wasn't you. That wasn't a you. That was just you.
The millionaire show, late in the show on Friday,
right.
I tried to call the millionaire show to see why they hadn't called me to
right.
tell me about Mankind, Mick Foley. And right as I hung up the phone with the millionaire lady, Mick Foley was just coming out of the ABC studios.
Yeah, he's getting into his car.
Right? He turns the show on, he hears us, he calls up, and he says he didn't use me as the lifeline. It's a good thing because I'm such a dumbass, and the question was a tough one that I couldn't have answered anyway.
There wasn't anybody in the room that would have gotten that question.
No. And I know you're curious about this. At approximately 6 o'clock, on Friday night,
yes.
The Who Wants to Be a Millionaire people called.
Uh-huh. Called back to tell you that you weren't going to be used.
That's right.
How thoughtful.
There you go.
We love TV people.
There you go. Listen, and I just found out during the break that I have a chance tonight. I was going to piss a lot of people in New York off. A lot of people who live there full-time and are gigantic Yankees fans.
Yes.
I can't go to the game tonight.
They could win tonight.
I have a ticket available.
Right.
To go to... Game 5 tonight.
Are you going
to
go?
Yeah, I don't think I can turn it down.
You have to go out there.
I've never been to Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, go for it.
I never been before. And, I watched last night and I saw, you know, the dude hit the walk-off home run.
Soriano, the second baseman.
And hit
Alfonso Soriano.
To end the game. Guy doesn't speak a lick of English.
But, you know, he is
have a translator.
Yeah.
To translate his comments after the Yankees beat the Mariners.
Continuing in the great tradition of the Yankee second baseman, where he's just, he's popular as hell now. And now he is part of the mystique. He is part of Yankee folklore. And, it's amazing. You got to respect that team. Remember I had said that I was being a lifelong Red Sox fan, that I had come around because I think partly because of what the city had been through. And,
right.
We want to see him win one for the city. And then I sat down next to my friend who's a Yankee fan, and that all just eroded away. As he came on with the whole Yankee thing, there's a mystique, but there's also, when you're talking about Yankee fans, they know they're going to win.
So
they say it, mm-hmm. and they tell you.
Yes. If it says on TV the game is at 8, that means they've got like 25, 30 minutes of crap before they really start the game, right?
I don't know because I haven't watched any of the postseason at the beginning. I've watched them. I always come in halfway through. So I think that you really can rest assured that you're probably going about 8:15.
8:15.
But somebody can call and tell us, because if they're watching the games and the games are supposed to be at 8 o'clock, they'll tell us what's going on.
My question is, if I get to when we get to Penn Station, mm-hmm. should I go to the apartment, which is down by Amsterdam Avenue, and then
you have a ticket in hand?
The ticket will be waiting. No, you know what? I got to go home because the ticket will be waiting at the front desk of my. Of my apartment.
8:20 p.m.
8:20 p.m.
Yeah. Mm. That's the schedule.
Yeah, you're kind of going in the right direction.
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's because I was thinking until I just noodled that through right here, and which is why it's great to have a radio show to be able to noodle things through live on the radio while you're talking to yourself.
Right.
That I was thinking the ticket. If the ticket was going to be at Will Call, but I know it now. I just remember the guy just told me it's going to be at the front desk of my apartment. That means if I went right from the train station to Yankee Stadium, I would be going with my bowling ball.
That would be very difficult. That's why you need to leave your bowling ball up in New York now and get your other one. I know you don't want to come back and get a new one, but you got to come back and get the new one.
I got no problem creating that ball.
Okay. Well, that's because you don't create anything else because you live up there.
That's my lucky ball. And besides, going to the stadium tonight, I would think that they have like security stuff?
Yes.
That they would be wary of a guy with a shoulder bag carrying a bowling ball?
Yes, yeah, they'd probably take your ball away from you.
Take my ball.
You might not ever get it back.
Yeah, so I'm going to the Yankees game tonight.
All right, that's
going
to be Yankees Mariners.
Exciting.
Tonight could be the night.
What do you want? Do you want me to buy you something?
Yeah, yeah. Give me a pennant.
A pennant?
Yeah.
A pennant?
Well, what is there? What do you get at a ball?
Get you a hat or something.
Yeah, give me a hat.
But would you wear a Yankees hat? Would you ever wear a hat?
Yeah, up
Yankees?
In New York, I would. Absolutely.
Okay, you got it.
Absolutely. And I know a lot of people are still calling me a traitor right now, but no. You know, it's all about everything else. Come on.
And
leave me alone.
I'd like a hot dog, please.
A hot dog? You got it. And Rob?
I'd like you to teach that second baseman some English.
Okay.
So you know what I really want?
So that's the list.
I would like a lock of George Steinbrenner's hair.
Nose hair?
Pubic hair.
Pubic hair.
Oh, that's
pubic
right.
hair. Lisa, what do you want, honey?
I want a little a t-shirt, a little Yankees t-shirt, a little small cutie baby tee.
Smaller
oh,
the better.
Oh, God.
So I can be sassy?
I'll pay get it for her. Yeah, I'll pitch in.
Thanks, Mike.
I mean, I was just going to just get something from Mike.
I'd like the same thing Lisa likes. I'd like a cute little baby t-shirt.
I don't
want
to come out of the stadium tonight with a goddamn shopping bag full of stuff.
I
want something that says League Championship Series on it.
Okay, you got it.
But I think we'd all forego our Lisa that t-shirt.
Yeah. And if I got Lisa a t-shirt that would fit Lisa, it'd be one I could probably just roll up
you put it in your pocket.
Yeah, like a handkerchief or something.
Joe, what do you want?
I want a shot glass that says either the championship on it or just the Yankees on it.
Oh, God.
He collects the
You don't need
glass.
To give me anything. I don't want anything anymore.
I don't want anything.
Because now everybody's asking for stuff, and I don't really want anything.
Well, come on.
I really don't. You know, I mean, even if I was there, I wouldn't want anything. I just like, you know, you'll enjoy the being there. And, load up on some Subies. Bring them in on the air tomorrow, as a matter of fact. That'll be funny.
All right, I'll let you know what I get tonight at Yankee Stadium.
I think maybe, let me see. Maybe I'll go see Brooke Shields in Cabaret again today. Is her run over, Rob? It's over? She's gone already?
She's out.
Damn. I'll probably have to get me a jersey. That's probably what I'll get. But aren't those insanely expensive?
Oh, yeah. About $175, $250 bucks.
And then the Yankees don't even have the names on the back of them.
No.
So you're just getting it with just a number.
Yeah, even in even their away jerseys, I don't think they put the names.
Right. Okay. Well, I'll just
maybe
figure it out. Let you know what happens. Oh, the weekend. I got to tell you a couple of things about the weekend that we did. We went to this movie. We had a family night Saturday night, so we're trying to decide what movie we're going to go see. So we went to see the movie Bandits with Bruce Willis and Billy Bob Thornton. And this movie has gotten great reviews. And I know he's listening right now, and he's probably squeezing his Pinocchio doll or his Pocahontas doll. I don't remember what review Charlie Stossel gave the movie Bandit.
I think he was ambivalent.
But I know that I've read other stuff, like in the newspaper, where it says thumbs up and it's a great movie. This movie, Bandits, my wife walked out. Well, first my son walked out.
Wow.
It was the three of us.
It was that bad?
Yeah, we were over at the mall, at the Reston Mall, at the town center there, and at about an hour into the movie, my kid says, "Hey, Dad, this movie really sucks. Can I go to Sam Goody?" I said, "Yeah, okay, well, listen, it should be over in an hour. Just keep your cell phone on, and Mom and I will find you." Then about 15 minutes later, my wife leans over, and she says, "Wow, this movie really sucks. I want to go over to Pottery Barn." "We'll meet you at the restaurant after the movie, okay?"
That bad, wow.
So I waited till the very end of the movie, and P.U.
Oh, man.
I
mean, nothing going for it.
No, and the thing about it is, this movie, Bandits, this is how you know it's a bad movie. They fill a lot of time with music videos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
That's with no dialogue and just the montage.
A lot of
cheapo.
A lot of driving, a lot of hugging. I mean, you think it's going to be a movie with it. I mean, everybody's seen the ads where it's the sleepover bandits where they rob banks and they put on idiot disguises.
Surprised you didn't go see Johnny Depp, the Jack the Ripper movie.
From Hell.
Well, that's because it was a family decision.
Ah, okay.
We have to all, when we, the three of us go to the movies together, we have to agree on what to see.
So you have to reach total consensus.
Yes. I wanted to see To Hell.
Right.
My wife wanted to see this thing that we went to see, and my kid wanted to go see Corky Romano.
Oh, God.
So we ended up having, you know, the compromise, and we went to see the one she wanted.
Well, that sounds like the compromise film between all of them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Thank God it wasn't Corky Romano.
So we, although I still think that Corky Romano might be a funny movie. I think Chris Kattan's a pretty funny guy.
See, I don't. I don't. You and I disagree on all the Saturday. You like Will Ferrell.
Yeah, I think he's very funny.
Corky Romano.
Hey, Will Ferrell on the Saturday Night Concert.
They ought to call it Saturday Night Gay instead of Saturday Night Live. Because let me tell you, all they do now is have guys like with shorty shorts. That's what they think is funny. If they put a guy
that
out
is
there
funny, though.
With shorty shorts, that grosses
That's
me
funny.
Out.
And Will Ferrell was pretty good as President Bush on the Saturday Night Concert also.
Yeah, I'd heard that.
He came out. His impression is not the best book.
Actually, somebody who saw it said that he kind of sucked.
No, but the material was fun.
The material was good.
So we get done with this awful movie Bandits, and then we're going to go eat at this restaurant. This restaurant called The Big Bowl.
There you go.
Not making this up.
The Big Bowl.
It's a big Chinese restaurant, okay? It's a big, yeah, right.
The Big Bowl.
The Big Bowl. So
they have noodles, no?
Oh, hold on a second. Hello?
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Who's this?
It's Glenn, Las Vegas.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised you're going to go to a Yankee game and miss a football game tonight. As much as you like football.
I can't believe you're going to go there for a football game.
I know.
So once in a lifetime, I've never been to Yankee Stadium before. Go to the game tonight. TiVo the football game. Oh, just TiVo the baby.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good time anyway.
Okay, thanks. Thought we had someone with pertinent information for me. Like about going to Yankee Stadium,
apparently,
but I guess not.
I might go to a bar and watch the game.
That's shocking.
Yeah, I thought that would shock you.
So the restaurant, The Big Bowl, which is like a Chinese, Japanese, Korean. It's a place, when the three of us do stuff together, my wife, my son, and I, it has to be a compromise because he wants to eat somewhere that's outrageous. I want to just go somewhere you have steak and a potato.
When you say outrageous, like what would be a type of place your son would want to go to that would be?
Hooters.
Okay.
I don't mean outrageous like crazy, but that, right. I mean, that's the only place he ever wants to go is Hooters.
Hooters.
So it's like we put up to a vote Hooters.
Demonstrating a healthy interest in the opposite sex.
So we say, no, we're not going to Hooters for dinner. And then I say, well, let's go to that steak place. My wife says, no, I don't understand. Let's go to the place where you can get like, General Chow's chicken, and Bart can get noodles, and my wife can get tofu.
The Big Bowl.
The big bowl, right. So we go to the movie's over. My wife and my kid have been out of the movie now for an hour, and I've only stayed just to see what the ending of the movie's going to be.
Right.
So I get out of the movie, and I go over to the Big Bowl restaurant, and they're both standing out in the corner, and I'm thinking, they've had 45 minutes to work this out now. Let's get our table. Let's get our chow. Mm-hmm. And she's got this. She holds this up, a pager. Uh-oh. She says, they are so crowded, they just gave me a pager.
Right.
We are not going to be able to eat for 1 hour. And I had, like, a little meltdown, a little temper tantrum.
Did you stomp your feet?
Yes, I was just like that.
No.
Because that, to me, is the most retarded thing in the world. There's 1,000 restaurants at Reston Town Center. And, I mean, if this one doesn't have a table, we'll just walk down. You know, it's like I used to say when I was single with girls. They're like, girls are like trains. You miss one, the next one's 5 minutes away. Right, it's the same way with the restaurants. But my wife's got her heart set on going to this big bowl restaurant. So we're arguing on the street about the pager thing, and I say, well, if we just go down there to the place with the steak, we're going to be able to get seated immediately.
Right.
I know it. Well, as this is happening, as we're standing here arguing, I notice coming up behind me, it's exiled Washington Redskin Jeff George.
Yes.
Mm. Okay? The quarterback, you know, that everybody seems to hate. He got fired by the Redskins a couple of weeks ago. He's a pretty famous dude. He goes in to the restaurant. He walks right up. Now, keep in mind, this dude got fired by the Redskins a month ago.
Still hanging around town.
Well, I mean, he's got to spend his money somewhere.
Yeah, but I thought he lived somewhere else.
I think just, he had like five kids. He must be a baby machine. He had a bunch of little ones with him. And he goes, I see this guy go up to the front desk. No pager. No nothing. Right away. Oh, Mr. George. Here's a table for you. Have a seat, Mr. George.
Oh.
So I'm watching this. And
they're discriminating against you.
And I said to Frida, that sucks. Go tell them who I am. And she said, I'm not going to go in and tell them who you are. She says, if you want to do that, go ahead. And I walked and I said, okay, I will. Watch me. I will. I walked in. I got to the front desk, and I pussied out. I just can't do it.
Yeah, it's hard.
I can't do it.
I demand a table. You gave that football player priority seating.
The football player who's not even playing for the football team anymore.
Do you have any idea who I am?
Yeah, so
damn you.
I'm standing there in line for 5 minutes waiting to get to the hostess, and it's like I'm thinking in my mind, I'm going to say, have you ever heard of the Don and Mike show?
I haven't been in this town all these years to have some immigrant discriminate against me.
Say, and look right here, you put the guy you fired as the Redskins quarterback, you gave him a table, I see some empty tables, how about giving me a table? When I get up there, I say to the lady, I get up there and I go, Hi. And she goes, can I help you? And I said,
will it be much longer?
I said, what's good tonight? She says, everything's good. Everything's good tonight. And I said, well, great, because I've got the pager right here. You
hate that.
Page me when this, yeah, when this
happens. I hate a pager in a restaurant.
And I go outside, and my wife says, well, yeah, come on, Mr. Star. Mr., I'm a radio star. Are we getting our table now? And I said, no, no, we're not. And she said, oh, not famous enough?
Oh, wow.
I said, no, no, I didn't have the balls to say it.
How could you?
I don't think you and I could ever do that. I didn't have the balls to say it. So we walk down the street, and we go to the place. As it turns out, you know, shocker, the place I wanted to go in the beginning.
That's where you ended up going?
Yeah, the place where you can have a steak, and they got a back room. My wife calls it the cancer room, because you can smoke cigars in the back room back there.
But you're in Nirvana.
Yeah, so she's really pissed, because, you know, I'm having a steak, and I'm smoking a cigar. And,
well, can she have, like, a Caesar salad and nothing else?
Yeah, no, they had some vegetable platter for her, but she did say to me, if we're going to go to the restaurant you want to go to, I'm going to be When Harry Met Sally. I'm going to F with their menu. I'm going to order off the menu. I said, fine. So, of course, you know, there's a one-hour wait at the Big Bowl. We go down to the cigar and steak place. It's like someone's dropped an anthrax letter in there. The place is empty. We walk in. We go, hi, how about a table? They go, yeah. I go, is the smoking room available? The guy goes, huh. There's no one there.
There you go.
So we go back, we sit down, we're starting to have a good time, and I said, you know what? I'm really pissed. I'm really pissed that they let Jeff George have that time.
Well, that's not right.
My wife says to me, why don't you go back and say something? And I said, you know what? I'm not only going to say something to the restaurant, I'm going to say something to Jeff George. I'm going to say something.
Had you had a martini?
Yes. I'm going to say something to both of them. Now, I don't know why, you know, I don't know why I'm mad at Jeff George, you know, because all he did was drop name and get a table.
Yeah.
So I get up and I leave the restaurant, and my family's sitting there, and I give them the salute, like, you know, daddy's going off to war.
Right.
I go to the restaurant. I get up front again, the hostess again. She says, oh, hello. Your table's not ready yet. And I said, oh, yeah, I just came to give you back the pager that we decided to go somewhere. So I totally pussy out. But I say, oh, hold on, I see a friend of mine. Can I go over and say hello to him? She says, sure. So I go past the barrier, and now I walk up to Jeff George.
Uh-huh. Right.
And I'm thinking, I'm really mad, but I don't know why I'm mad. And I don't know what I'm going to say to the guy. It's like,
wow.
No, I mean, I was wound up about this.
You're completely stream of consciousness so doing it.
I walk up to him, and the guy's, he's there with his family. Uh-huh. I mean, he's having a meal. And I tap him. I do this. I don't tap him. I put my hand on his shoulder. And he turns around. I go, hi, Jeff. And he goes, yeah. And I go, stick my head up. Don Geronimo, Don and Mike Show. And he shakes my hand.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, I'm a big fan.
Oh, no.
And he kind of looked at me for a second. I said, way to go getting a table here tonight. I said, my wife and I, we couldn't get a table. He said, oh, yeah, we get a table here all the time. The food's great.
Right.
And at that point,
we'd like to finish it, sir.
I stood there for a second. I said, well, I just wanted to say hi and... big fan. Great year in Minnesota 2 years ago.
And then you left the restaurant crying?
And then I left. And I go back to my family. Now, keep in mind, I've been gone like 15 minutes, right?
And you started out by saying, I spoke to Jeff George.
Yes, exactly. We got back to the restaurant. I sat down. My wife says, well, did you handle things? I said, well, I gave the pager back and told them that we didn't need the, you know, I lied to her, but I said I told them we didn't need the pager.
Right.
We weren't interested, but I felt no need to drop name. And then I went over to Jeff George's table. She said, why'd you do that? I said, I don't know why. It's partly because I was mad, partly because I'm a jock sniffer.
Right.
Partly because, you know, I like to talk about stuff that I do on the radio that's awkward.
Absolutely.
What did he say? I said, nothing, but he looked like he wanted to strangle me. He really did.
Really?
Yeah, well, I got the feeling that I interrupted his meal. And,
yeah.
And once I said that I was from the media and from WJFK, a radio station that's been less than...
You son of a bitch.
Less than...
Let me eat my kung po.
Less than friendly to the Redskins. So I the last thing I said to him was, if you ever want to come on the show...
Right.
And he just looked at me with dead eyes, and he said, not a chance.
Yeah.
Wow. I said, okay.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Not a chance. I said, okay. Thanks. Big fan. See you later.
So the guy that's in the big hole is eating at the big bowl.
That's right. That's right. He got in the restaurant.
They're not exactly breaking his door down now, are they?
Drop some name.
But he can still get into the restaurant here.
That's right.
Because he's a football player.
He's a football hero.
If you're a football player, if you're a football hero, you write your own ticket. You can do whatever you want.
And I don't know why I was so mad that he got the table. I'm madder at the concept of going to a restaurant and when they give you a pager, if the food at the Big Bowl or the Rio Grande Cafe or any of these goddamn themed restaurants is so great that you got to have a pager.
Very scary.
To get a table. You got to have a pager to get a table at Clyde's.
This is the kind that vibrates and lights up.
Yeah, and it was much bigger than this.
Yeah, square.
Like a coaster.
Yeah, almost looked like, Buzz, it was round like spaceship.
I don't know why I hate one of those pagers. I hate them. Because it always means, you just can't walk in and get a table.
So that was...
Which really, in my mind, should mean you just hang a U-turn, go to the next place.
Well, that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, you're a smart man.
We ended up doing. Uh-huh. So that was the night. And if you're listening, Jeff, how you doing, buddy? Now, do we have the other football player, the one that will talk to us? Is he coming on the show? Well, would you bring me Brett Conway's number, please?
And I have to tell you, I had a little weekend also. Okay. Nothing to get anybody uptight about or anything, but I'll tease it here. I just want to tell you that my weekend involved police activity.
Oh, my. Okay. You got Brett's number?
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, they got call-ahead seating there. That might have been the reason why he blew by past you.
Oh, they have call-ahead seating?
Yeah, I've gone many a times. You call ahead, and then they say, come at this
see,
time.
Now all bets are off if they have call-ahead seating.
All right. Well, I just assumed he went up there and just dropped name.
No, well, maybe he did, but I've gone in there before, and, you get some ugly looks if you do the call-ahead seating, and you go by people who have been sitting there for an hour.
Hey, but if they have call-ahead seating.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I wanted to comment on, he was saying about, waiting, with pagers in places. Yeah. Tiffany's in Short Hills Mall, you get a pager and you have to wait.
At where?
Tiffany's in Short Hills Mall, New Jersey.
Oh, my God damn, that sucks.
I'm serious. You have to wait for, you have a pager.
And then they page you. And then
you know what you want. Say, you want to buy the most expensive diamond ring there or whatever. The expensive, they have sets of pearls for $65,000. You have to wait. Now, just think, if you're going to go spend that much money, you have to wait, especially on Saturdays. And
that's amazing. Wow.
When I'm in New York, I usually eat my breakfast there.
A fag joke.
I have this debate with my girlfriend all the time when we go out to eat. I don't care what, if it's free, I will not wait more than a half hour.
Amen, brother.
I agree.
I'm with you.
It's famous for it.
Imagine that. Yeah. You go the goddamn jewelry store.
And Tiffany's. I mean, the she expensive place.
Hey, Mike. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
I have a restaurant downtown D.C. I'm not going to tell the name, obviously, but we have a lot of congressional people coming in, dropping names all the time.
Yeah?
I actually had your buddy Jeff George come in about 3 weeks ago. I didn't recognize him at first. He came in and he said, "Do you know who I am?" I looked at him. I'm like, "No." And he got really, really pissed off at me.
You know, if you're going to drop a name in a restaurant, I bet you can corroborate this. If you're going to drop a name in a restaurant, drop the maitre d's name. Or drop a bartender's name. It's not a really good idea to say, "Hey, do you know who I am?
Yeah.
But if you know the guy that runs the joint, that carries some weight, mm-hmm. right?
Well, yeah, except sometimes they come in, and I'm the owner, and I'm also working the door all the time, and they say, "I know the owner," and I'm like, "Oh, yeah?" Yeah, I know him.
Well, do you want to give your restaurant a plug?
Yeah, what's the name of your restaurant?
No, I don't want to give it a plug on the air, because then, people get pissed off, and they come in.
All right, I understand.
But if you all want to come down, I'll tell you my name off the air.
Yeah, because we'd like to drop your name and get a good table.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to drop my name on the air. I'll give you a good table if you want to know the name of the restaurant off the air.
Rob, what did he write there?
Rob knows who the guy on the phone is.
Who is it?
Ray Kroc, the late Ray Kroc. The guy who invented McDonald's.
That's right, calling from the grave.
All right, goodbye, Mike. We got to go.
Have a nice day, guys.
All right, well, we'll try the kicker from the Redskins. We'll hear about Mike's problems with the police.
Oh, I didn't have any problems.
Oh, and zoophile alert. Okay.
Is he going to be on the show today?
We're negotiating that with him now, being as he's a government employee concerned about his identity getting out. He does have a website
That incidentally has a .org after it. So it's a government website. The guy works for the government and has a website about having sex with dolphins.
Oh, my God.
So we're negotiating with him now to come on the show. Either way, he sent us the relevant information.
Very scary.
And we're getting to that also. Stay there. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, opinions are like assholes, Your Honor. Everybody's got one.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We call locally here, too, at 202-432-1067.
Hey, Rob, come here and feel this. The Don and Mike Show.
We'll be up in New York the rest of this week, starting tomorrow, and we're going to start the soliciting tomorrow
for the Sick Pumpkin Contest.
I've been asked to separate the contest from the sponsor.
Ah, very good.
The sponsor would like to distance themselves.
I can't imagine why that would be.
So let me just say that all the money we're giving away in the month of October, $6,000 worth, is courtesy of the good people at Simply Wireless, Sprint PCS.
Yeah.
Call anywhere in the country, from anywhere on Sprint PCS Nationwide Network. Call 888-222-8484.
And then we're going to have our fun with our Jack O'Lanterns.
We thank Simply Wireless Sprint PCS.
Mm-hmm.
They are bankrolling the show.
Simply charming people.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, my Radio Zoo Files, what's going on?
Hey, hi.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, this Zoo File that you're going to have on soon, is he in any relation or knows one Philip Buble?
You mean Philip Buble, he of Maine?
Oh, the guy who likes to do it with dogs?
He's the guy that had his dog, you know, live with him. Or he said he was in love with his dog.
And his dad smacked him upside the head with a crowbar.
No, and his dad went to jail for it.
Oh. He's a totally, totally different guy.
Okay, guys, I got something else.
Totally, totally different, yes. Yeah.
Next time you're going to paint a model / prostitute,
yeah,
I'll give you a helpful hint. You can always call a ranger's wife. She's readily available.
Ooh, all right, my friend.
That's interesting. A lot of agendas dancing around that call.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Good. Hi, Don, Mike, Buzz.
Hi.
Sexy Buzz.
Okay. All right.
Hey, guys, listen.
Oh, what?
When you do the where's the food bit at the stadium, okay, go. Where's the food? Don't know.
Where is it? Gone.
Gone.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, good afternoon, Donald Mike.
Hey, buddy.
You should be honored that you're going to Yankee Stadium for this monumentous game tonight.
Oh,
what
I am.
You need to do, get there as early as possible. I know you're training it up to New York, but as early as possible. The one thing that you will remember for your life is the fact that they have Yankee roll call before each game. This is a tradition started, and it gets you into the game.
What is
players
Yankee roll call?
Field, and all players' names are chanted. And the fans clap until the player recognizes the attention he's given. But they move on to the next one.
That's cool. I never heard of that.
All right.
Yeah, and it's 56,300 as one, speaking with one voice.
Wow.
All right.
Don't forget to go out to the outside the stadium after the game to buy your souvenirs. You'll find them at discount prices. But Major League Baseball probably won't subscribe to those.
All right. Thank you,
and you can get your Parker a Boston Sucks t-shirt, which is the proper uniform to wear out in the bleachers for next summer's baseball games versus the Red Sox.
Okay, we've been updated.
How would you like a Boston Sox t-shirt?
As a souvenir, I think it'd be wonderful.
Okay, so
I'll keep it on my wall to remind me of their rivalry.
Going to the Yankees game tonight. Now, Mike, what happened with you and the cops this week?
All right, nothing happened to me. But I have to tell you that there's been a lot of activity in my neighborhood. You know, you were talking about deer last week and Bart hitting a deer.
Right.
Where I live, out in the boonies, is just inundated with deer. And, everybody out where I live, it's kind of rural, but it is a community. And you've got a lot of, we've discovered poachers that are coming onto people's property and they're hunting for deer. So, being that I am a lofty appointed official in my neighborhood.
Oh, your homeowners association?
I became aware of one of my neighbors sent out an email about getting a neighborhood watch together and getting people to come out and do patrols and then confront these hunters. And I thought that was a bad idea because I think you should really have law enforcement do that. So I fire off this email that says, you know, hey, why don't you let me contact the authorities and do that? And then, you know, he really paid attention to me and just like went full bore with it and went ahead anyway. And you know, we had a meeting about it with the Board of Governors and stuff and trying to get this thing set up.
That's so funny. I remember when we lived in a thing where we had like the Homeowners Association.
Right.
If you wanted to paint the front door of your house, you have to get your neighbor's permission.
Stupid. That's any neighborhood you live in.
Yeah.
You have to do that nowadays.
Dumb. And I think you're right because one thing you don't want to do is on your own. Go up to some drunk hunter
right.
who's got a gun in his hand.
You don't want to confront a drunk, especially if he's hunting illegally, because if he's doing that, he's probably not all that shaken up by that. But the reason we had the meeting was to say, what could we do, like to put stuff on property, just to, you know, signs and things like that.
They don't hunt on my house.
My feeling was like, if a bunch of neighbors want to get together and do that, it's certainly not my responsibility to find out whether that's right or wrong. I just said, be careful. And they went ahead, and apparently they have identified some of these people that are you know, pulling up in trucks and they have guns and stuff like that. So it, there's a nervous atmosphere around this neighborhood, and I took one of the signs and I put a sign out front. I haven't gotten the other street done yet. And it's just, I guess, because of these neighborhood watches going on, I don't know all the people that are involved in it, but the neighborhood is now, several people are on a real heightened state of alert. So last night, I got the band over on Sunday. They came over most Sunday afternoons, and we're, you know, we decided that we were not in the mood to do anything, so we were just going to kind of hang out and just have a few adult beverages, right?
Get drunk with your band.
So, and then we play, and then, of course, we have a couple of adult beverages, and then it's like, who wants to play something right now? And then we go in and we do that. Very short, very brief period of time, like maybe you know, an hour and a half, 2 hours tops. So they all left, and they were long gone. And I'm sitting there and watching TV, and I hear the doorbell ring. And, you know, it's an odd time for the doorbell to ring any time at my house, but it's weird. And I look and I see the long...
What time is it?
Probably about 9:15, something like that. Maybe later. I mean, maybe early. I really wasn't even paying attention. And I'm like, oh, what's the deal? So Laura just put the kids down, and I was downstairs, and I see the long blue arm of the law standing out on my patio. And I'm like, well, let me go out and... you know, find out what's going on. So I see this officer, and there's an older officer and a younger officer, and the younger officer is the one that's got, you know, he's got the crew cut and everything. It's kind of an intimidating print. I always feel this way about the law enforcement. I'm more nervous with the younger guys than I am with the older guys. Cause
the young guys are the cowboys.
The young guys, you know, are just kind of very, very authoritative. And he said, did you have a function here this evening, sir? And I'm like, I said, I think he might have mentioned band or something. A couple of people said they were in your band. Can you give us the names of the people that are... And all of a sudden he said, can he give us the names of the people in the band? And so, you know, I know all the names of the guys in my band, but I'm suddenly put into that, you know, nervous feeling. And I also had felt a little bit where...
We've arrested a man identified as Wendell Hall.
God, that's what I thought, too. And I was saying, no, Wendell hadn't had... Wendell, I swear to God, was completely teetotaling last night. The rest of us weren't. And so he says, we saw two cars pulled over. They were reported by the neighbors as being suspicious vehicles in the neighborhood. I'm like, oh, God. And can you give us the names? And he says, can you give us the names of the people that are in your band? So I go down and I'm... And I'm talking like this a little bit because I was a little relaxed still at that particular time.
So you're drunk when the cops arrive.
Drunk is it's just a broad overstatement.
Okay.
I'd had an adult beverage or two.
You're buzzed.
And just, yeah, still buzzed. But I think the guys had left like almost an hour since the guys left. So we found two suspicious vehicles. This one gentleman claimed that his cell phone wasn't working and he was using the other person's cell phone. So I said, you know, that sounds a little weird to me anyway, but I mean, that's what he said. So I give him down the list of names and I get him. He goes, yep, Yeah, they're on the list. Okay, we were just checking out, and then I went into the whole spiel about, hey, I hope, you know, I know you guys are getting a lot of calls for hunters out here. I hope you understand that, you know, we don't want to call you out on wild goose chases and stuff, but, you know, the neighbors are concerned, blah, blah, blah. I immediately throw in the fact that I'm president of the Homeowners Association. I always like to do that. But in the meantime, you know, I do the thing that everybody does with cops, where you go into this Boy Scout routine where you just want to be, hi, and then Laura comes to the door because she's curious and she wants to know what's going on. And then, so I'm throwing everything at him. I'm throwing the neighborhood homeowners association thing that I will always get to the show. That I drop my name with law enforcement officials as soon as, you know, the opportunity presents itself. I said, well, I'm just always concerned. You know, you never want to, of course, I do that radio show. And I hope that I'm pronouncing my S's and T's. Even though I'm standing on the front porch of my own home. And so he says, okay, that's fine. They checked out. We sent them along anyway. We just wanted to make sure that they really were, you know, who they said they were, and they had mentioned your name. Thanks, guys. But I guess if they said, what are you doing in a strange neighborhood, they have to explain whose house they're at, right? So he said, we sent them on their way. There's no problem, Mr. Mayor. Thank you very much. We really appreciate that. And I'm like, okay, thank you. And everything's fine. I've gone over the whole poaching thing in the neighborhood, and now, you know, I hope it's not a wild goose chase. My radio show. And then one of the guys says, yeah, I've listened to you. I listen to you. You know, I used to listen to you all the time. Yada, yada. They're just walking away, and he looks back and he says, by the way, we did perform a field sobriety test on these gentlemen because there was a smell of alcohol in the car. And I'm like,
oh God.
And
damn.
I said, I said, there's never any alcohol served at this house, officer.
Never mind, you're drunk.
There's never any alcohol. And as soon as I said that, the older cop, you know, who really was, was the least intense, he turns around to me and goes, yeah, right. Right. And they were on their merry way. The finest. And, you know, the whole thing with cops now, it's just, I feel this, love for these guys. And you don't want to, but I still do the goody two-shoes thing. You know, I got to never any alcohol. Okay, and they passed it, huh? Okay, very good.
Yeah. You might want to recheck that equipment.
I know. I think that they were fine. You know, really, when it's my house, I mean, I wouldn't have passed it.
I know.
But I was in my own house, you see.
Oh, God. But you can be drunk in your house.
Sure. Unless you're standing on your front porch going, I just hate everybody in the whole world. But the hunters are all like,
Mike, I got a poacher on the phone for you.
Okay, very good.
Richard.
Hello.
Hey, Richard. Don't hide from your feelings.
No, I'm not a poacher. I was calling in about the poacher.
No, calling in about poacher. I guess, obviously, these guys, I haven't seen them. I've heard the gunfire, and I know it's not like, you're not supposed to be shooting guns now this time of year, right? It's bow season. Is that what they say?
Well, actually, I think the state of Maryland is muzzle loader. And
that incidentally means you can only hunt guys named Bo.
That's what the guy said to me last night. He said, it's muzzle loader. I said, what is this, some ye old Revolutionary War weapon that you can use?
You can hunt Bo Brummel. You can hunt Bo Bridges.
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek.
Bo Diddley. Bo Derek.
Bo Jackson.
Yeah, well, Bo
Hopkins.
That's a good one.
Many good Burt Reynolds movies.
Yeah.
Bo Donaldson. Did you have that one?
No. Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. You're king of the bows.
King of the bows.
Wow. King of the bows, Mike.
What is this? He said that to me, something like white powder muzzle loader. What is, you walk into the woods with like a revolutionary outfit on and shoot them? What is the deal?
Actually, it's black powder.
Black powder.
It's a muzzle loader gun. Instead of having a bullet encased with a cartridge.
White powder is another crime.
You put the piece of tin one at a time through the end of the barrel.
Well, we heard some shots yesterday. I mean, everybody's freaked out.
All right, Mike, joining us was one of the cops named, first name Grant.
I will only be able to identify him as the guy with the mustache and the young guy with the short haircut.
Hello?
Hello?
You got me! You got me!
I got
me all the way. All the way.
You really thought this is one of the cops?
Yeah, the way you set it up that time. You know me in the heat of the moment. Hello, officer.
Hey. No, it's not the officer.
I hope everything's in control, officer.
No, hey, Don.
Yes, Tom.
Guess what?
What?
I saw you yesterday.
I know. I saw you too, Tom.
Uh-huh. Hey, Mike.
I saw you
Hi,
too.
Hi, Tom.
Where did you go after you went out the door, and you came back in and you went down the hall?
When did you get after that?
I had to go back to the Redskins broadcast booth. You see, let me explain something to you. I know a lot of you are wondering why the Redskins, the Washington Redskins, our nation's capital team, why they have one of the worst records in the league at 1-5. And I say to you that it starts at the top.
Right.
With management. You got to hire good people. And yesterday when I arrived at the stadium early to oversee the broadcast, I took the elevator up to the club seats.
What club level?
Club level. These are where we have our season tickets.
Right.
They're goddamn expensive and certainly not worth the money this year. And this is where... generally speaking, with the people, this is where they got a lot of money to spend, the people that are in the gold seats, although they're certainly nowhere near the bigwigs that are up in the skybox.
Right.
Okay? But, like, they got waiter service at your seat, and it's very nice, very fancy. This is generally where your
upscale Redskin fan goes to watch the game.
Well, as you get off the escalator... someone who's really using their noodle at the stadium
escalator
has decided that right as you get off the escalator, you're going to be greeted at the club level where you're paying $8,000 a year for a seat for a goddamn football team.
You're greeted by this man, correct?
Yeah.
Who's about to roar for us?
Tom Gavin. I ask you not. He is sitting at a table. He is wearing a Redskins staff shirt.
Wow.
And, Tom, exactly what did the Redskins have you selling on the club level?
I think he got disconnected.
Tom?
He accidentally hung up, I think. You know, how many times do we actually interview Tom? And the one time he...
I don't know what he does. All I know
he got bored. He lost total interest in what you were saying.
Doesn't he sell programs?
No. They've got him... upstairs, as you get off the escalator to the club level, I think he might be one of the dudes signing people up, like, for Redskins credit cards.
Oh, no.
You know,
really?
If you want a credit card with the Redskins logo on it?
Well, that's basically just a stack of applications and him with a pen, right?
Yeah, but still, either way, I mean, you know, what they sell this as the game day experience, be a club seat holder.
Didn't we demonstrate that if you're buying a program from Tom, you have to have exact change?
Yeah, that one day we asked him to like, break a 20 for us on the air.
We should revisit that today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I get off the escalator. Now, this is, keep in mind, this is, you know, 3 hours before the game.
Hey, Tom, call back.
There's nobody there. I get off the escalator, and first thing I hear is, hey, Don, buddy.
Oh, no.
Don, buddy.
Roar! Oh, my God.
I go, hi.
Promoted him.
Hi, Tom. How you doing? Hey, I'm working on the club level. I see that. Hi, Tom. I'll come back and... Oh, we got him back again? Okay, hold on. Here he is. Hi, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tom. Exactly what is your job at the Redskins Stadium on game day?
Selling programs.
Oh, they got you... Oh, you guys are right. See, do you still sell programs just from behind that desk?
Yes.
Do you make change?
Yes.
All right, how much is a program?
$5.
$5. Sorry. How much change do you get back if somebody gives you $2.50?
No. Watch it.
One.
Not $2.55.
Tom?
Tom, are you there?
He's done it again.
Hello?
Yeah.
No? Tom, what's happening? Is somebody trying to call you?
No.
All right, Tom. Mike had a valid question.
All right. You say programs are
$5? Yeah.
How much change do you give back if somebody gives you $20?
$15.
Let's say I want 10 programs. How much is that?
Tom?
10 programs?
Yeah.
$25.
Exactly.
All right, now let's say I come up and I say I want 2 programs and I give you $7. How much money do you give me back?
$7?
Yeah. How much change do I get?
You don't get none back. I mean, you don't... They're $5 a piece.
Yeah, why would you give him $7,
Tom? Let me put you on hold.
That's very
good. You got to put us on hold.
Someone else is buying a program.
See what it is. If it's $5 and there's no, it's not $5.25 or something.
All right, well, how much more would I owe you then?
You owe me about $3 more.
That's right.
There's the profit.
Okay, there you go.
Tom, what if I bought 5 programs?
How much?
$15.
How much?
$15.
Right. That's and I give you $50. How much change do I get?
$45.
Right.
He's got that.
He does.
Is it any wonder the Redskins are one of the most profitable franchises in the league with this guy selling programs on a club level?
Tom, do you get to watch the game after that?
No, I watch it from the guest services. They got like a little TV there.
Oh, okay. Beautiful. All right, let's say I want to buy six programs, and I give you $20. How much do I get back?
Tom?
It's not.
Tom, is someone trying to call you?
Let me see. Let me put you on hold.
Okay. Oh, I'd love to know who's
like... It's a funny concept that Tom has call waiting.
I bet it's Grossman.
You think it's
yeah, because Grossman's like re-obsessed with the show now.
Ain't nobody there.
Who's calling you, Tom?
I don't know who it is. It's somebody. Right. I don't know who it is.
So listen, I want to buy six programs. I give you 20. How much do I get back?
Let's see. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. You get $5 back.
Perfect. Was that Mr. Snyder trying to call you?
No.
Have you met Dan Snyder?
No.
Have you met Marty Schottenheimer?
Nope.
Have you met any famous Redskins?
One of the old Redskins.
Who's that?
Sonny Jurgensen.
You met Sonny?
Yeah.
Ah, Tom.
What did you say to Sonny?
How are you?
How you doing?
Tom, you keep doing a great job selling those programs. Come on, Tom.
Oh, you're killing me.
Okay. Chew on my cigar, Tom.
You're killing me.
Okay.
All right, Tom. Good seeing you yesterday.
Hey. I'll see you guys on Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Tom's coming in to review movies with Charlie Stossel.
Are you excited about that?
Yes, I am.
Are you excited enough to clap your hands and do that little crazy laugh that you do?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
See, hey, what's up, guys?
He's got to be motivated.
He's got to be when he does that.
All right. Goodbye, Tom.
Hey, what's his name?
Who?
My buddy. My buddy,
Your buddy who?
Roy
Hill?
No.
Who is it?
Andy Rice?
No.
Right, who spent so much.
Charlie Stuan Sablack?
Yeah, where's Charlie?
Right, who spent so much time with us?
Hi, Tom.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, Tom.
God damn it.
La, la, la.
All right. Bye, Tom. Bye.
Yeah.
They have him up on the club level at Redskins Stadium.
He's all right. Do you know what? I had a, I know that I had a little idea that, you know, when we have him say, depending on how it goes when he comes in and reviews movies,
yeah.
I think he could, the one thing we've never had on this show is a restaurant critic, a fine dining critic. If we popped for the for the meals, Tom could go to the finest restaurants in Washington.
Let's see how the movie thing works out.
Okay.
Don?
Yeah.
Where's my, what do you call it? My T-shirt from the Super Bowl.
I remember you said you were going to get Tom up.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll get you one, Tom.
Okay.
I'll get you a Yankee shirt tonight.
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Get your programs $5 each or 10 for $15.
Fantastic.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Hi, Don and Mike. Mike, I'm sorry to hear about your run-in with the law this week.
It really wasn't a run-in, sir. I was just answering some questions.
But
showing my papers.
The real reason I called is I got a bet for Don.
What's that?
I can beat you in NBA 2K1, and I will put up $1,200 of my money if I lose.
You know what? I am not as proficient at NBA 2K1 as I am at the NFL games.
And I will play you in NFL 2K.
Okay, that's great. Come on over. I'll see you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike. How am I supposed to take these guys up on their challenge to play video games for money?
It's called cash on the barrelhead. They have to walk in with a stack of hundreds.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, it's John from New York.
Hi, John. Hi.
Huh?
What?
Yeah,
what?
I was at the thing last night for the farm and everything.
Even on Saturday night?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And Hillary was on there for like half a minute or 25 seconds or whatever.
Half a minute.
Booed her off. All the farmers and police and booed her off. Oh, and Don Mike knew about it.
Yeah, we know. Thank you, John.
All right, can I talk to him?
Bye-bye.
Bye, John.
Maybe next time.
Bye, John.
I tell you, she wants your support.
We got to break. There might be a spot for that guy selling programs at Giant Stadium tonight. As a matter
of fact.
Who's this, Diego?
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike? It's Diego the Hookah King.
Hi, Diego.
Hey, you guys, this Tom stuff is too funny, man. I'm smoking a bowl driving down the street, and the cherry just popped out, and I had to stamp it out with my foot. You guys owe me floor mats. I'm serious.
Well, do you think that maybe it's funny, though, because you're smoking a bowl when you're driving down the street?
Well,
of course. But no, come on, Tom is funny. I met him the other night. Now I have the mental image to go with that beautiful laugh.
You know, I don't smoke marijuana, but I'll tell you right now, I find Tom Gavin hysterical. I truly do.
And as do I, but I actually do smoke marijuana every day. And it's only the con, but though, but it gets me through. And damn, Tom does it for me, too.
Don't smoke and drive.
All right, thank you, Diego.
Thanks, buddy.
See ya. Bye-bye.
What is the cherry, Buzz? What was he talking? Is that the coagulated mass of
some kind of drug
cannabis that gathers in the pipe itself?
Kind of drug lingo, I'm guessing.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Baker Science Building.
Try listening in the fart sack.
Try it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here's our phone number, national number, 877-365-3636. From the most powerful city in the free world, 202-432-1067. Let's see, Alex, hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Buddy, how you doing, Mike?
Hi.
How you doing, Buzz?
Hey.
Just check it in.
Hi.
Hey, when you have the pumpkin contest there up in New York, we better post those pictures on the way up.
Yeah, we can do our best. Keep in mind, I'm already running into an incredible roadblock called CBS and just doing this contest.
I can't imagine why that would be.
I can't imagine.
Yes, everyone listening to us now on NEW in the tri-state area should know that tomorrow we're going to be soliciting for the Pumpkin Puckers. We're going to find guys and girls with $1,000 going to the winner in each category.
Wow.
Good. You will have to carve your own pumpkin. If you're a guy,
you have to take all the guts out? Or maybe not.
You could do it with guts in. Guts in would probably feel more realistic. If you're a guy, what you're going to have to do is come in the studio.
How would you know that?
And I'll ignore that. You got to come in the studio and cut the hole. Okay, you got to cut your hole if you're a guy. And if you're a girl, you simply pick the one that's got the biggest stem on top of it.
Yeah.
And
that strikes me as something that has potential for discomfort.
Well, we're going to
you had mentioned putting a
put rubbers on the stem.
I don't think that's enough. I think you're going to have to find some sort of tickler
or
some
or
kind.
Thicker. Or maybe gauze.
Or no, you could just what you
we could
do.
Gauze up the stem.
No, all you do is put something on the stem. Put a simulating thing on the stem.
It would be like a dildo day?
Yeah. Or like a, you
but
know.
But then they're not really having sex with
but
a pumpkin.
I mean, have you ever seen a pumpkin stem?
Yeah, but then. But
it's like putting a razor blade up there.
But the guys are going to have to be putting their things in the holes that they cut in the pumpkin.
But I think we have to make allowances for the ladies.
Yeah, and the stem, like the whole squash family, has almost like a thorny stem. And it could be tough.
Is it really? I had no idea.
Very painful. Yeah. Very, very painful. Even by putting a latex something or other on it, you wouldn't be able to take it because it would shred the latex.
Yeah, it's abrasive at the very least.
Well, listen, it's your job, Ed. I mean, you're going to have to scrounge up all the pumpkins to begin with.
Oh, you can't find anything in New York.
No, you have to go to New Jersey or Long Island.
You're certainly going to be able to find, you know, what to put on the stem.
Yeah, but you can't find pumpkins on 8th Avenue.
And what you have to do is cut out the hole where the stem is then. Or I guess not the ladies do this. Why can't the ladies cut the hole where the stem goes and then...
Or you could conceivably maybe even put something, if it was hardier, put it over the stem.
Yeah, there is such a thing.
Really? Because
wait a minute. That's the man for the job right there.
You know what? I'll take care of the pumpkins.
Yeah, Buzz, you buy the appendages.
It's like a holo device. I'll see what I can find.
Okay, great.
Or a suction cup would work, too, probably, because a pumpkin can be made quite smooth.
No. You know, that's a good idea. Rob is in charge of the pumpkins, and Buzz is in charge of the appendages.
Pumpkin hunt. And, pumpkin hunt.
Tomorrow on the show, please don't call now, but tomorrow we'll be looking for our pumpkin puckers, and we'll have guys and girls in this contest, a grand prize, $1,000 for each. Hey, David.
Yeah.
Hey, hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys? You guys should use those gourd-type pumpkins for the girls. They look just like the thingies that they need to look like, and are going to scrape up the girls.
No, I like the idea of using a regular pumpkin and having something on the stem.
Well, because technically then the girls will be sitting on the pumpkins.
Right.
I mean, they'll be...
Exactly.
If you get the mental picture, the girls would be like, you know...
Yeah, this guy's talking about using a zucchini-type product.
No. What I picture is the girls in the production room, mm-hmm. what they're doing is they just kind of lower themselves onto the pumpkin for the hot pumpkin action.
Yeah, that's the part of the contest I'm looking forward to more than anything.
The hot pumpkin action.
I'm really, you know, I got to go on record here and say I'm not looking forward to seeing a guy put his thing
in. Hey, come on, it'd be funny, though.
But I'll probably look away. It'd be very funny.
It'd be funny. I don't want to see a guy put his thing in a pumpkin.
Well, I mean, especially if it's what you're saying, it's going to be his...
To completion, yes, aroused, yes. Right? But I do think that at some point, the guy's going to have to pick up the pumpkin, mm-hmm. come in the studio, and show us that he's actually mounted the pumpkin.
That's funny.
See, a guy...
That's very funny.
A guy who's already cut the hole in the pumpkin, putting his thing in the pumpkin, then having to come into the studio to say a show, look, hey, Don and Mike,
yeah.
Look, I'm doing it with the pumpkin.
Absolutely.
Funny.
Funny.
Funny. Guys and girls having sex with pumpkins... Funny! For big money. So we will start soliciting for that tomorrow.
Pumpkin pie.
Don't call yet. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, what's up?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, I live in the New York area, and I can supply you with the pumpkins if you need them.
Oh, that'd be beautiful. That'd be outstanding. Mm-hmm. I think you probably need at least 15.
Is there anyone I can talk to? Can you put me on hold? I can gladly get them for you.
Absolutely. Do you have a business or something?
My family owns a farm, so...
I was going to give you a plug. Do you want a plug for something?
Not really. I don't want to plug them. I just want to help out the show, so...
Nothing I like better...
get to the pumpkin.
Nothing I like better on this show than people fearing plugs.
Yeah. All right, hold on a second.
I'll help you out. I'd be glad. I got a business that sells a whole bunch of... Hey, can you give your business a plug? I don't know.
Joe, that's number three, please. Number three. Hello, Greg, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Well, I think the only way I'm going to be able to do it is if I can put a wig on it.
A wig on?
Yeah. Bring your own wig, then.
On the pumpkin?
You can carve it any way you want. You can make it into whatever fantasy you want. Bring the wig down.
But the one thing you got to carve is the hole where your thing's going to go.
Right.
That's okay. A nice Madonna wig or something like that.
Yeah, put a nice face on it. Get a magic marker, cut the hole in it, and draw a little face on it if that helps you.
And as a matter of fact, if you want to figure out a way to warm the pumpkin up, you know, to make the insides warmer.
You're frightening me. You are really, really frightening.
Why?
Because I'm listening to a man who seems to have vast experience with this.
No! Trust me.
Warm the pumpkin up.
This is an original idea.
Warm the pumpkin up.
This has never been done on the radio. I'm just thinking. I know the inside of a pumpkin is cold.
You know, you work with a guy for this many years, and you still don't know what goes on inside that brain.
Come on. Hey, listen, I know when we carve
the
pumpkin.
Remove pumpkin from oven, so it's just right.
You want to make it just warm enough that you don't burn yourself.
Yeah, don't make it hot.
But warm enough so that it's like, you know, the perfect Pop-Tart is when you get it out of the toaster and you let it sit there for 3 or 4 minutes.
But if you, like, put your Pop-Tart in for over a minute and then you take it out, if you put your thing in that,
you burn your throat.
I
mean, the perfect pumpkin temperature would be 98.6.
Mm-hmm.
That's the perfect pumpkin temperature.
Yeah, and you can test it with your finger.
That's body temperature. Hello, Don and Mike show.
God.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Come on, this is going to be a good show.
I would be lying if I said I wasn't looking forward to this show. And I think that makes me a real sick
effort. This is going to be our best pumpkin show since we had Bobbing for Boners and Trick or Teat.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is going to be our best Halloween show. And just part one of our Halloween extravaganza.
Yeah, this will be delightful.
Our spooktacular.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, hi, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Hi.
There's a website called styleproject.com. And if you go to the website, a guy and his girlfriend took pictures of themselves effing some pumpkins, and the webmaster Style put them up, so you can go up there and check them out.
You're kidding me.
The girl, all she did was just put a condom over the stem, and that seems to work fine for her.
See?
No, I don't believe this guy as far as I can throw him.
Oh, you
There's
don't
no
believe
way.
Him?
No, absolutely not.
I'm telling you, I'd never heard of this before. This is just an idea I came up with.
The condom over the stem. I'm just thinking simple logistics there. The stem is like a, you know, it's like a cracked fingernail.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
What's up, Don? What's up, Mike?
Hey, Nate.
What's up, Bizzuzz?
Hey.
Hey. Rizal.
Hi.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
How you going to know when the lady's done to completion?
I don't think the lady, it's not the same as the guy.
No. And if a guy does it to completion, the guy will get an extra bonus prize, an extra chance to win more money.
Well, I mean,
you.
The ladies should do it to completion, too.
If the ladies can do it to completion, the ladies will get the same cash bonus that the guys will. But anyone who comes down to be one of our Pumpkin Puckers and actually participates is guaranteed the chance to win $1,000.
Well, see, the ladies got an advantage, man. They, you know, they can fake. They're good actors.
Yeah, well, listen.
Well, welcome to the real world.
Right. Mm-hmm. Hello.
It's between the pumpkin and the lady.
That's thank right, my friend. Hello, Gary.
Yeah.
Gary, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, it's going to be interesting. I know how you guys pay attention to radio ratings, but with the Yankees going at the same time tonight as the New York football Giants and the Eagles.
Well, I'm telling you right now that in New York, the Yankees will outdraw the Giants. Oh, yeah. No doubt. But absolutely. Nationwide, Monday Night Football will beat the Yankees game.
Well, you're probably right, because I remember a few years ago when the Redskins played the Giants the same night as the seventh game of the World Series with the Mets. I think it was the Mets and the Yankees.
That was the sixth game.
Okay.
That was a long time ago. You're right, though. There was
it was not the seventh game. It was the sixth game, and it was won by the Mets.
Right.
We know that because we were at that game.
Or was it the seventh game?
I think.
No, it was seventh.
Because the sixth game was Saturday.
Yeah, and
that's the game that where all hell broke loose, and it was the seventh game on
a Monday night. Right.
And the Red Sox went ahead 3-0, and I still knew they were going to lose.
Hello, Gene.
Yeah, listen, I was wondering if you guys ever saw the Roberto Benigni movie where he was a cab driver and he picked up the priest and started talking to the priest about having sex with a pumpkin when he was a kid, and the priest winds up having a heart attack in the back seat of his car.
No.
Oh, God, yeah, it was a riot. It was a story about five different cab drivers throughout the world, and he was one of them. And he was speaking in Italian to this priest and telling him how it was nice and warm and soft and everything. And the priest is having his heart attack in the back of his car, and he never realizes it.
All right. Thank you.
All with subtitles, though.
Kim.
Hi.
Kim, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, I was going to call you guys the other day, and now you were just talking about what I was thinking about. You know, if you bake that pumpkin in the oven, you know, you're thinking, you know, I thought it would be hard. The pumpkin would be hard if a guy's doing, you know, that to the pumpkin. You bake the pumpkin in the oven for about an hour, really low heat, like 300. It'll be the perfect consistency.
And I would say,
oh, here I go getting caught up in it.
I would say that a guy
can't help but getting caught up in it.
I don't think you can. The guy's going to have to be very careful with how he carves his pumpkin. It's got to be just right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hole's got to be perfect.
And, you know.
You don't want to leave it in there too long because it'll be mush, but you don't want to do a hard pumpkin.
But no delusions of grandeur either with the guys. Like if they cut a really big hole.
Yeah, right.
Of course, you could cut a really big hole and then just kind of rest on the bottom of it.
I love Don and Mike Show, but I would think you would want a hole that's more.
Yeah, you want a hole that would be able to get all sides.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. For the friction.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello.
So
hello.
In fact, you want a hole that almost couldn't fit into.
Craig.
Yes.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Look who's into it now.
Yeah.
Look who's into it now.
Yeah, into it. I might try it on the train going up to New York.
Hello, Craig.
Yes, the girls should have to cut a shape out of the rind in the shape of the man's.
Oh, come on. Skilled artisans coming down here?
Are you kidding me?
See, the men still have to use the actual pumpkin. Now you're talking about putting something
else.
What
is wrong, sir? What is wrong
for the women
with taking
the
stem thing and just putting it on top of the stem?
Listen, girls will be riding pumpkins.
I mean, they're going to be riding pumpkins. Why do you care?
You know, the thing is, picture this in your mind. Remember that thing you had when you were a kid, that big giant blow-up ball that had, like, that ring on top of it, and kids would bounce up and down on top of it?
Oh, my God, now you're bringing children.
No. That's what it's like. That's what the girls are going to be doing with the pumpkins. Much like the children.
Well, I don't think they can do it that way, Don.
But if because the rind is, I mean, if the
you'll have a tough. Smashed pumpkin on your
head. Well, no. I mean, not literally, but what
if
they'll
they
be
bounce.
Doing, the motion of the girl going up and down on the.
Yeah, I think all you need is a pumpkin and a woman on top of the pumpkin and in between, you know, whatever's comfortable.
There you go. Thank you. Thank you, Craig.
Okay.
Now, listen, we got to get to the dolphin sex thing. Although everybody's calling with the pumpkin thing. Stefan?
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
That last guy actually had the same idea. I was thinking about if you slice it like a cantaloupe, think about it. Get all the seeds off the inside, its portion.
So you want
it's kind of curvaceous.
Okay, so what you want, you're not talking about the girls having sex with the outer portion of the pumpkin. You're talking about, like, the squishy inside part?
Well, you can still use the outer portion for support. Now, I'm thinking a little bit too much about this, but
What do you mean? You want to have them, like, rock back and forth on it?
Yeah, you need to have something that's sturdy, so you're going to have to keep the outside shell.
I think that would damage the pumpkin.
Yeah, I think we're just going to stick with the original
plan.
You're going
to slice it in bits.
No, Stefan, we're going to stick with the plan. But thank you, my friend. Listen, Mike, what can I say? Everybody's excited about the pumpkin pucking.
Can't really blame them.
That's going to be happening very soon on the Don and Mike Show. We're looking at this, shooting this off on Wednesday. Shooting the contest off.
Oh, very good.
And what we're going to be doing is start the soliciting tomorrow. And I guess tomorrow's going to be the only day to solicit, so the people come down to NEW on Wednesday for the contest.
Absolutely.
Hey, kids.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-thon. And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Almost time. All right, well, listen, this is a perfect time to take a quick break and come back and get into our zoophile subject of the week.
Very strange man.
Guy wants to come on the show. We're trying to talk him into coming on. He said he wants to come on, that he doesn't want to come on. He wants to be anonymous, that he wants his name out there.
Can't imagine why a guy like this would want to hide.
Yeah. Guy, well, he's written a manual on the internet on how to have sex with dolphins. And that's coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
It's the home of the Glastonbury Golden Boy.
There he is.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, Don and Mike Gutterball's in action Wednesday night. We're going to be playing in Jersey at the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey. 8 o'clock. Come see the worst bowling team ever, the Don and Mike Gutterball's, as we take on the Job Squad.
Yeah, we're actually getting very little improvement.
Going to the stadium tonight, going to Yankee Stadium for the first time to go through the Game 5 with the Yankees and the Mariners.
Yankees!
It's got to piss a lot of people off that a lot of people never been to Yankee Stadium.
Well, you know, I think we could use a good word about baseball.
Diehard Yankee fans, I would kill to go to this game.
Well, you're taking baseball over football, and that's good.
Mr. Radio DJ, I get a call from a guy at a record company who says, hey, I got a game, and I just found out during the break, the tickets, first baseline.
Oh.
3 rows from the front.
Oh, no.
I'll probably be on TV tonight.
Oh, my God.
3 rows from the front of the first base side.
Oh, my God.
Killer tickets. Yeah, the Giants also played tonight. The Washington Redskins. Damn, they won yesterday.
Amazing.
That's a pisser that they won.
Why?
Because I wanted them to go 0-16.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you did?
I really did. I mean,
just to prove a point.
If you're going to do anything, do it right.
Right. And, do it correctly.
All the way. The game was won by the field goal kicker.
I think I was the only person who picked the Redskins to win out of our group of prognosticators.
Mm.
The way I understand it.
I think that's right.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think I was the only person who picked Minnesota over Green Bay.
Really?
I think so. Yep.
Okay. I
think so.
It might be a push then. Then you and I might come out ahead.
I'm trying to call the field goal kicker now for the Redskins.
Brett Conway.
Yeah.
Brett.
I'm sorry, me and Mike are so competitive. That not one of us can do something without the
Welcome
other one.
To AT&T Wireless Services.
Oh, is he not there?
Subscriber you have called.
Unanswered.
Please try your call.
Let me try his home number.
Message DH1.
Talked to Brett recently out at the old driving range.
Oh, he was at your appearance, right?
He was there as a guest of the driving range, too. Nice guy.
He's a great guy.
Guy, here's what happened just at the end of the Redskins game. It's like 1 second left, and he's got to kick a 30-yard field goal. And the guy is—he's just as right as it can be. I mean, the guy never misses. Well, he missed. Mm. He missed. The game goes to overtime, and then he got to kick the field goal with like it was in overtime. So
and he won it. Sudden death, right?
Yeah. Doesn't matter how much time was left in the game. So I'd like to give him his props here, but he's not around. Oh, I do know that. Oh, right. Today's I promised the zoophile thing coming right up. Because our weekly visit from Redskins owner Dan Snyder, I've been told, will be a brief one.
Very brief,
that
yes.
He's just got a couple of things that he wants to say. He wants to say to the fans of the Redskins.
I knew it. There you go. There you go, Washington.
You doubted me. You doubted me. There's no reason to doubt me. Everything's totally in control. I told you we won. I knew we would.
Redskins owner Dan Snyder. Dan.
Seems
to me you're jubilant. You're arrogant.
Hey, I just know that we're going to do these things, and I think that people doubted me, put me down, and I knew they would, and I'm used to it. And now look what's happened.
You're pompous again.
We've won a game. So I would like to announce that we are going to have a parking rate increase. We are also going to be charging just a little bit more for concessions. And if you'd like that Redskins souvenir, I sure hope you bought it last weekend. Because everything's going up, okay? People of Washington, going to the bowl.
It is. What, one rumor?
Super Bowl time. I think it's not outrageous to think that this team is going to win the rest of its game.
The Redskins are 1-5, little man.
I think that we are going to win the rest of our games, and I think we're going to go to the Super Bowl, and I think people in Washington better be prepared to get that happening real soon. I'm serious.
The story I heard yesterday. Wow, you're wound up today.
I'm feeling good. Feeling good. Understand me? Absolutely. I really feel confident right now. I think that, for a lot of time during this season, people really put me down, said, hey, you're short, you're small, you have tiny little baby hands, and you're not going to do anything. And now, what are those people saying now?
You got shoved in some guy's butt in San Francisco.
Yeah, they're crying right now because they can't put me down anymore because we are winners. We are winners right now. I've always been a winner. I knew my franchise would be a winner. And I'm very, I'm looking forward to going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, Dan.
I truly am, Don.
I heard what you're going to do at the stadium, at the Redskins Stadium, is you're going to make it into a dome stadium.
Yeah.
So that you can actually, and it will be, there will be no air circulating. So actually, charge people for the air to breathe in the stadium.
Plan. That is my plan, and now I think I can move ahead with that. We're very, very excited about that. Hey, let me tell you something, okay? I'm a winner. I'm a guy with a W on my forehead. I know how to win, and the Redskins are the franchise in town. I don't care about Yaramir, Yagray, or whatever his name is. I don't care about Michael Jordan. The Redskins, the burgundy and gold people. That's what it's all about.
Man, you're pompous after just one win.
Oh, I have to be. We're gonna win all the rest of our games. All come right. on.
Dan,
give me a break, everybody.
You come on the show again next week with the Redskins?
Yes, if I can find the time.
Redskins lose to the Giants?
If I can find the time. I'm busy. There are a lot of demands for Dan Snyder right now. A lot of demands for his time. A lot of demands for interviews with Dan Snyder. People want to talk to Dan Snyder.
Did you hear what Terry Bradshaw said about you on TV?
I'd rather not talk about Terry Bradshaw. He did something to me one time that I'm not... I don't like him.
Here's what
I don't
he
want
said.
To talk about it.
Yesterday on the Fox NFL Sunday show, Terry Bradshaw, who was on this show Friday, said, and I'm quoting now, the Redskins have a stupid owner who spends stupid dollars.
Wow. Okay, where's the stupid owner now? Sitting in a radio studio on the radio station that broadcasts his team talking about the big win and talking about they're going to win all the rest of their games, Terry Bradshaw. I mean, you can't even play anymore.
Well, what did he do to you?
You're not even in the league anymore. You couldn't cut it.
What did he do to you?
He put me in a bag.
He put you in a bag.
One of his athletic bags.
Yeah.
With all of his used things.
Oh, like
his athletic supporters. And he shook the bag. So all of his, crotch juices rubbed all over my suit.
Oh.
And then he took me out and he held me like a kitten. You know the way a mother cat holds its kittens?
Yeah.
He pinched the skin on my neck and he held me up. And then he brought out his coffee.
Yeah.
And it was still steaming hot. And he dangled me over the coffee and he said, I'm going to dip you in. You know the way he talks? He said, I'm going to dip you in, Snyder man. I'm going to dip you in. And I've never forgotten that. And of course he's going to bitch him all because he never liked me. He didn't like me because I was too small. He would always be, he's a guy that has to talk so loud. And I would say, hey, quiet down. I can hear you down here. He's a dick.
All right, well, Dan Snyder, congratulations. The Redskins are now.
Don't congratulate me. Congratulate the people of Washington. Okay? We are W winners. Big time winners.
1-5 for the Redskins.
Yeah, no autographs today, please.
See you next week.
Of course, for 2-5. All right. Take care. Goodbye.
Very pompous he is dancing.
Wow. Man, you'd think they were, like, undefeated.
Very pompous. All right.
It's silly to be getting that excited that quickly.
Yeah, the field goal kicker from the Redskins is not available to come on the show now. We are still waiting on a decision from, I'm not going to read the guy's name, okay? The guy works in the government. The guy called the show Friday, said he's a zoophile, said that he's got a website about having sex with dolphins.
Well, he doesn't want his name. Is his name on the website?
Yep.
Hmm. Yep. So he doesn't want his name to be publicized.
Correct. And it is, he's not sure if he even wants me to give out the website.
Wow.
But I'll probably do it anyway at the end of the break.
Maybe as a public service.
Yes.
Why is he worried he might be doing something illegal?
Now, let me see. It says, hello. I'm going to read you from the website now.
Well, hello.
Kids, get ready for some great zoophile fun.
They call it Flipper.
Hello. Firstly, introductions all around. My name is... blank. Musician, pre-vet student, and delphinic zoophile.
Pre-vet?
Well, that's reassuring.
People are always wondering what the hell zoophilia is. Zoophilia is best described as a love of animals so intimate that the person and the animal involved have no objections to expressing their affection for each other in sexual fashion.
God, this is right there. I'm almost queasy.
This is not to be confused with bestiality, where a person forcefully mates an animal without their consent and with no mutual feelings whatsoever. This is something I would never do to a dolphin, since I love them dearly. And I treat them with the same respect that an honest husband would have for his wife and children.
Wow.
Dolphins are intelligent, emotional, and expressive creatures. They enjoy the company of humans, and if a relationship develops between a human and a dolphin, as has happened with me, they will, on occasion, wish to express their trust and affection for you in the most direct way.
All right.
Through mating or sex play.
Oh, stop.
You see, dolphins do not use sex purely for procreative reasons. They use it as a way of strengthening the bonds between pod mates.
Yeah, what dolphin told you that?
And also, for fun. Dolphins and humans share this common trait with very few other animals. So sometimes it makes me wonder when people continue to ask me, how do you mate with a dolphin? Easy. Let the dolphin tell you. Well, here is a selection of questions people have asked me. I hope this sheds light on the subject.
God.
Question number one. How do I tell a male dolphin from a female one?
Good question.
I just wanted to say to this guy, I'm urging you to please come on the air with us. I'm urging you to come on the air with us. Okay? Please come on the air with us.
Yeah, we'd like to hear these questions answered from you.
How do I tell a male dolphin from a female one? Probably the most common question I get asked. There are two ways of determining the sex of a dolphin. The most obvious way is to take a peek under the pendicle, the large part of the body connected to the tail flukes. Ugh. On the dolphin's belly, directly opposite the dorsal fin, will be the umbilicus, or the navel of the dolphin. Looking further down towards the tail, you start to see the differences. Male dolphins have two separate slits for the member and the butt.
So gross.
I'm doing some editing here.
Right.
Using, you know, our code words, but you understand.
So he uses naughty words in there?
Yes. Well, no, he uses medical terms that we can't say anymore. Male dolphins have two separate slits for the member, you know, and the butt. These are separated by a bridge of skin. The male's urogenital opening is generally located further up the belly towards the navel. Females, on the other fin, have one continuous larger slit. The butt located at the end of it. On either side of the slit, you will find two smaller slits. These are the mammary slits, where the nipples of the dolphin are kept for feeding the calves. Wow. The slit is located closer to the tailstock of the dolphin. The other way to determine the sex of a dolphin, if you can't reach their belly,
jewelry,
is to look at their melon or head.
Hey, nice melon.
The males tend to have a fatter, rounder melon, while the females are more sleek and streamlined.
More attractive.
Question number three. Or rather, number two, I'm sorry. How do I know if a dolphin wants to have sex?
God.
There are various ways a dolphin has of showing that he or she is interested in sex. Males are the easiest to detect. They'll swim around, sporting wood. And he actually gives a size here. Let me just say the size he Besides, he gives his larger than your standard ruler.
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
And they will have no bones about swimming up to you.
Bones.
And placing their member within reach of your hand.
Oh, God.
If you're in the water, they may rub it along any part of your body or wrap it around your wrist or ankle.
Wow.
Jesus.
Dolphin males have a prehensile member. They can wrap it around objects and carry them as such.
So he can use his trick to wrap around things like a monkey's tail?
Yeah, or like a dolphin, or like an octopus's, one of the...
Wow.
An octopus, one of the arms of the octopus. Their belly will also be pinkish in color, which denotes sexual excitement. Females can be harder. The most obvious way a female dolphin has of displaying her sexual interest is the pink belly. Their genitals prominent. They may be restless, or they may be acting as normal.
Rob, you get excited back there?
That was me.
That was Buzz. I thought that was Rob that knocked something down. Buzz, what are you doing over there?
If you're out of the water, they may swim up to you and roll belly up, exposing themselves to you, coupled with pelvic thrusts. If you're in the water, they may press or do pelvic thrusts against you. Each dolphin's way of expressing sexual readiness varies, so the longer you know the dolphin, the better you will detect when they are sexually active. Question three.
This guy's really into it.
Oh, yeah.
What do I do if a dolphin wants to mate with me? Answer. Accept.
Oh, no!
I will now go through the steps involved.
Oh, no.
With the males and the females.
Oh, my God.
We're up on a break, so I just want to tease you the first part of having sex with a male dolphin. When a male dolphin is interested in you, about the only thing you can do if you are male is to J-O him.
Oh, God.
Jesus, that Buzz, you're cracking me up.
Warning.
Buzz gets the angriest of all of us.
Warning. In the considerations of safety, you should never let a male dolphin attempt anal with you.
Oh, my God.
The bottlenose dolphin member is around 12 inches, very muscular, and the thrusting and the force of the completion could cause serious internal injuries.
Spoken like someone who knows.
Unless you are the masochistic type, you'll have a hard time explaining your predicament to the doctors in the emergency ward.
Oh, God.
He claims that if you are to J-O, or rather have relations with a male dolphin, when the male dolphin completes, it would shoot nearly 14 feet.
Wow.
Which is why you should never you should not have anal.
I guess so.
With let the dolphin have anal with you.
Well, that's a good thing to know, Don.
All right, Superman. Well, we're just in the beginning stages of this fantastic website. So,
Flipper, who'd have thunk it?
He's got a little more to go here on the males, and then he talks about the females and ways to have parties with dolphins.
My God.
And
they'll be your friends for life.
What can I say? It's a good website. And we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You can love your pets, but just don't love your pets. You know what I mean?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
The writing is delicious.
They can bust freestyle, but choose not to. Don and Mike.
Right on. Hey, Frampton comes alive.
Oh, I love this song.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, Radio God.
Hi there.
How you doing? Hey, this is the guy who used to call from Wisconsin and bust your balls about the madhouse.
Oh, is this the guy from Madison? Oh.
Yes, sir. I'd just love to tell you guys that some of the best.
So, yeah.
Voted fan now. I've completely changed my ways.
All right. Hey, good. A guy has come around on us.
You guys are the best, man. I love you guys.
Thank you.
The whole city of Madison, the whole state of Wisconsin bows in reverence to you.
Thank you, my friend. Thanks for the call.
Woke up this morning with a
glass in my hand. Where the hell have I
Peter Frampton. He looks like he's got the AIDS. I mean, you seen him on TV?
Yeah, I don't like that new look. But I'm going to get him.
Do you, feel like I do?
You're doing a little harmony there, but it sounded
pretty. I wanna thank you. Wearing good time. I remember when I was a disc jockey that the big rumor was that when he was saying, I wanna thank you with his guitar, that he was saying, I wanna F you.
Yes.
I wanna thank you. Thank you. And I said, one day I was actually having a meeting with someone. I said, well, if he's saying I want to F you, he wouldn't say over and over to his audience, F you, because he goes, thank you.
I saw Richie Sambora doing that the other night. It might have been on Saturday Night Live. Were they on Saturday Night Live Saturday night, Bon Jovi?
Nope, they were on, well, I know that they were on the show on VH1, the New York show.
Yeah, I think they were on Saturday Night Live. I thought they were. And he had that little tube in his mouth.
Oh, that thing.
It's kind of a weird device.
It is. All right, hey, listen.
Very dolphin-like.
Phil, thank you.
Hey, thank you guys. Keep up the good work.
Thanks for the call. We got to get back to our lead story today. Zoo files in the news. We're going to get into the good stuff now, so bear with me.
They call him Flipper, faster than light.
Okay, now we were just talking about why you shouldn't have anal. You should not let a male dolphin.
Well, I know the answer to that. I think I know the answer to that.
Okay, a male dolphin's, you know what, is roughly S-shaped, tapered at the end. If you're in the water with them, it's best to support the dolphin on his side just under the water with one hand and handle him with the other.
Handle him.
This is about J-O-ing the dolphin. Male dolphins, I find, tend to prefer the base of the rubbed. Well, who doesn't? It feels very much like the rest of the dolphin, i.e., smooth and rubbery to the touch, but firmer.
And when you say i.e., you mean i.e.
It doesn't take long for the male to complete, around 40 seconds to a minute. And this is usually...
That's like me.
This is usually accompanied by either shuddering just prior to completion...
Or that flipper sound.
Or thrusting, tail arching during completion. The force of the completion can be powerful at times, so it's best to keep your face out of the line of fire.
Oh, my God.
Or keep this thing underwater. You can attempt to... No, I can't say this. What you do to a popsicle?
Ah.
You can attempt to do that on the end of it while J-O-ing it as well, but be warned,
God.
Do not try to Linda Lovelace it and get the hell out of the way before he completes.
I'd like to know where this guy finds all this time to spend with the dolphin.
A male, if you were to do this to a male dolphin, if you were to, while you're J-O-ing and popsicle it, a male dolphin could snap your neck in an accidental thrust, and that would be the end of the relationship as it would kill you.
Wow.
Now, on to... The females.
You know, I was going to say, well, that's okay. No, it's not.
Well, the females are a little trickier.
They call him Flipper, Flipper.
There are two courses of action with a female fin.
No one
J-O-ing or mating. Female dolphins, once they show interest in you, can be supported in the same way as the male. One hand under the fin supporting her, the other doing the work.
The nasty.
The, how do I say this word? The little man in the boat?
Right.
Of the female is located at the top of the lollipop.
Or you can just turn yourself into the authorities, which is what you really should do.
But right with now. The oral aspect, you might end up with a bruised nose as they thrust up into you.
I would that the necks would be snapped here.
Mike, you can slide your hand gently in and feel around, warm and muscular.
Feel around!
Like puff squishy sponge when they're excited. Don't be surprised if they start to play with your hand while inside them.
Well, what?
They have very manipulative muscles and can use them to carry and manipulate objects, including your hand.
I bet.
Their completion, the female completion, is coupled with stiffening, shuddering, thrusting, clenching of the muscles of the sugar walls, and sometimes vocalization.
Mating. This is harder. Obviously, being human, it's awkward, but not impossible to mate in open water. It's easier to have the dolphin in a shallow area and around 1.5 to 2 feet of water. This is usually comfortable for both you and the dolphin. Gently, you roll the dolphin on her side so she's lying belly towards you. Prop yourself up on an elbow and lie belly to belly against her.
Belly to belly?
You may want to use the other arm to gently hold her close.
Eee, you're a real foxy dolphin, aren't ye?
And place your archer body against you, taking you inside. Of wriggling and shifting. Usually to get comfortable, both outside and inside. Once comfortable, though, females initiate a series of muscular sugar wall contractions that rub the entire length.
Sure.
They may also thrust rhythmically against you, so enjoy the experience while you can, since you will never last more than a minute or two while mating with a female dolphin.
Oh, my God.
Just prior to her...
You know, once again, I think this guy's probably speaking from his experience.
Oh, just prior to her completion, she will up the speed of her contractions and thrusts. It is interesting to note the time...
speedy.
It is interesting, though, to note the times that I have mated with female dolphins. They have timed their completion to mine. Whether they do this consciously or not, I don't know.
How thoughtful of them.
But it's a great feeling to have two bodies shuddering against each other at the same time.
I'm shuddering here.
One thing to note. Whether you J-O a mate or a fin, male or female, always spend time with them afterwards. Cuddle them, rub them, talk to them. And most importantly, show them you love them.
Ugh.
This is essential as it helps to strengthen the bond between you. Mike, question number four.
I don't have any more questions.
What diseases can I get from dolphins?
Probably nothing.
Hold on. Margaret from Long Island. Margaret.
Hi.
Hi, Margaret.
How are you?
Are you the lady that calls and complains about everything we do that it ruins your lunch?
No, okay. I love everything that you do.
Oh, thank you, Margaret.
Actually, my brother and I listen during work, and we get like zero work done all afternoon.
What can we do for you, Margaret?
Well, I was just sitting here thinking about the segment you're doing now, and I was thinking maybe you should call it Daddy Day Dolphin Day and make it like Chapter 2.
Daddy Day Dolphin Day.
There you go.
All right, thank you, Margaret.
Okay,
all right,
bye.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, bye.
What diseases can I get from dolphins?
What diseases can I get from a dolphin?
Can I give them any?
Yeah.
I've had no experiences with STDs from dolphins, so I can't rightfully say.
Yeah, that's normally, he reserves that normally for his dog.
I do know, however, you can pass the flu between you along with other respiratory problems. I got a cold when a dolphin sneezed on me once.
Oh, my God.
You can also pass skin irritations onto them if you handle them with chafed or broken skin. Just like a human, it's best to be clean when you handle a dolphin. Is there any way I can invite a dolphin to be J.O.'d? Well, yes. If they're hanging around but not looking excited, and you are, you can invite them this way. Male and female dolphins can be invited by rolling on their sides. Again, but instead of going straight to the slit, rub their bellies between their pectoral fins along the navel.
Oh,
and every once in a while over the slit.
Foreplay.
If they're responsive, they'll show the signs of excitement as described. You can proceed. If, however, they are not responsive, they will swim away or turn upright. Do not force the issue with a dolphin. Trying to restrain them will only break their trust in you and can cause you serious injury.
I bet. I hope so.
Pat them, stroke them, talk to them lovingly. But do not try anything else. It's best anyway to let the dolphin tell you when they are ready.
Oh, God.
Right. And we're almost done with this. Where can I find a dolphin to mate with?
Oh, no.
Aquariums are a bad choice for many reasons.
I bet.
Too public. The dolphins are not in their natural habitat. Night visits are impossible. Some may have extreme enclosures, which may be accessible, but that's no guarantee. Best thing is, sometimes, find a beach or a cove the dolphins frequent. It takes time to develop a relationship with the dolphin to the point where they will let you mate with them. Although I've been with some dolphins that have been as quick as 3 days to let me mate with them. Gaining their trust takes time, and you need to visit frequently. This is impossible for some people, I understand, but it's the best way. Sometimes you just need to be in the right place at the right time. I've been extremely lucky on two occasions with wild dolphins. And my current mate is a dolphin who lives in the harbor of my resident city.
Oh, my God.
Well, I hope this is of use to whoever's interested. One final note. You should love a dolphin, not because of the sexual relief they can provide, but because they're a unique animal. One of the few wild animals that seek the company of man by their own initiative. This is special. Do not abuse it.
Right. Yeah, don't abuse it, you sick F.
And this guy doesn't want to come on the show.
I can't imagine why.
He doesn't want to come on.
But he thinks we'll make it ugly.
He's got a whole website.
So wild dolphin.
That's right.
That's amazing.
You know, who knows, before long, maybe you'll be screwing Dan Marino. Don Shula, Mercury Morris.
Oh, fantastic. Jim Kick.
But be careful, and don't force yourself.
Yeah, don't force yourself. Is that wild? Hey, if you're out there listening, come on the show.
Yeah, we'd love to talk to you.
Come on. I mean, I read the website as much as I could read. I don't know if any of that got deleted.
Yeah, and get yourself in a therapist chair also.
You can't say his name.
No, I can't. But it's dolphinsex.org. If you want to check it out.
There you go.
Check it out. So, there you go. Damn. That's, you know, as sick as the guy is who we had on the show who wanted to do his dog all the time.
There's something a little...
It's sicker.
To, you know, the way he writes it. You know, here's the way, the instruction manual.
J-O-ing a dolphin.
And I'm looking, I'm looking at this dolphin. It's smiling.
Hello, Jim.
Yep.
Hey, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just going to tell you about a story I saw on TV a couple of years back about one of those water parks where you get to swim with the dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
And this lady gets in, and she's rubbing the belly and everything like you were saying, and I think the dolphin took it the wrong way. And he got wood, wrapped it around her, and started rolling around the water. He damn near killed her.
Oh, my God.
Prehensile, you know.
Jesus Christ.
She could have prevented that.
We actually...
Just by...
By taking care of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Save your life.
Valuable lesson.
Right.
We actually swam with the dolphins on our honeymoon, and the couple we were with, the dolphin didn't do anything as wild as all that, but would consistently push a lady's husband away from the lady because he liked the lady so much. It was sort of creepy to watch.
Really?
He really liked this lady.
Did you see any evidence of wood?
No, I looked and looked.
That was your own.
It was just mine.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, you know, I think it's probably easier to score with a girl than it is a dolphin.
I think so.
I mean,
well, it depends on the girl. I mean, a lot of the stuff that the guy's talking about.
Yeah, but your average single man, 3 days.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
3 days.
Well, think of it as 3 dates. Well, I mean.
And a lot of the stuff, you know, with a girl, you could, you know, you roll her over, pet right. her belly, mm-hmm. go down to the area, get her ready.
Sure.
It hardly seems different. You know, it just seems like more work and trouble. And when you've got a dolphin stuck in your kiddie pool, what do you do the next day? How do you get her to go home?
I don't know. But listen, at least she never talks back to you, though. You know
what
I mean?
That's true. Well, you never have to invite her on the houseboat.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Yeah, I was wondering, they spit or swallow?
Listen, everybody's got questions.
Yeah.
And this is why the Zoo File should come on the show. But thank you for the call.
Thanks a lot.
But he refuses to join us. I don't know. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hi, Jason.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, my friend.
Hey, you like dolphins too, man?
Oh, absolutely, I'm into dolphins.
Hey, well, I'm on his website, bro. You want to hear the sound it's making?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, right.
Get out of here. That wasn't him doing it with his mouth.
Get
like,
out of here. It's time for Buzz with the news now.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Is that you, Buzz?
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
He got hot and bothered during that segment.
He made it up.
He made it up. Buzz, what is your made-up lead story today on the news?
I wish I'd made this up, and I'm sorry to change gears, but 2 D.C. postal workers are dead, and a second worker has anthrax.
Okay, all right. It's back to this again.
Yep.
It's back to this again.
Oh, boy.
All right, well, we'll keep the anthrax news to a minimum if we can.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this.
I want to say one more thing. In the spirit of the Irish people, Osama bin Laden, you can kiss my royal Irish ass. And I live in Rockaway, and this is my face, bitch.
Amen. Amen. All right, everybody. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Gold medalist twat putters, Don and Mike.
All right. Going to buzz in the news now. I want to mention that, you know, we're giving away $6,000 in the next 2 weeks on this show.
Right.
We got a lot of money to give away. We're going to shoot our wad here, courtesy of Simply Wireless and Sprint PCS. With a one-year Sprint PCS Advantage agreement, you can get 350 anytime minutes and over 2,000 night and weekend minutes. Go to Sprint, find Sprint PCS at simplywireless.com. And we thank Simply Wireless.
Very good.
Hooking us up with the money we're giving away. We'll be in New York the rest of the week. And our trip to New York brought to you by Amtrak. The Amtrak promise, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-USA-RAIL to make a reservation. Now here's Buzz.
I wish I didn't have to do this. I'll keep it as short as I can. Health officials in Washington are now investigating 13 possible cases of anthrax. That includes the postal worker hospitalized over the weekend in serious condition. It also includes a second postal worker who has tested positive for the more serious inhaled anthrax, and two other postal workers who have died. There is no confirmation yet that either of today's deaths were from anthrax, but health officials say they are suspicious because the symptoms seem to match. Of the 9 other cases being investigated, it's not yet known how many are postal workers, but more than 2,200 post office employees in the area are being tested for exposure. That's from two different mail facilities. One of those is where a news conference was held last week with John Walsh, some people from the FBI, and lots of reporters. Those people are now being urged to get tested as well.
All right, let me ask you. I pick up the paper today and I read that there was one person that was in the hospital.
That's
who was
right.
Hospitalized with a serious form of this.
Right.
Where did these two people that came up dead, I mean, are these people that hadn't been tested, people that
right.
They just had a bad cold or
one
something
guy,
like that?
One guy came into Southern Maryland Hospital today. He had the flu-like symptoms. He had a cough. He died not long after he checked into the hospital.
Christ.
Wow. That's one of the latest cases. Government officials say Iraq is a prime suspect since we know it has a supply of anthrax.
Well, let's go after them now.
Yeah, no.
Ooh. Yeah, you almost said the S word, didn't you?
I really did. And, you know.
No S, Sherlock.
This is really, and our prayers go out to everybody that's dealing with this right now. I mean, it's, you know, you don't want to overact. You want to be vigilant.
Right.
But very, very, very difficult time for a lot of people here in Washington, D.C.
Both the House and the Senate are back in session today, a day earlier than planned. There'll be no votes today, and 19 buildings on Capitol Hill are still closed. Anthrax in the office of Senate Majority Leader sent many lawmakers running to safer locations late last week. Anthrax has been found at 4 locations in D.C., 2 Senate buildings, 1 House office building, and the mail facility near the Potomac. Apparently that would be 5 now if you include the second mail facility. New York is edging its way back to normal business nearly 6 weeks after the attack on the World Trade Center. Here's some good news.
Okay.
The theater district says business is now at about 90% of what it was before the attack.
It's about 90%, and we're really looking forward to Johnny Fagola coming back to town this week.
I'll be going to his show this week.
No, I don't have tickets.
Sorry.
Tourism in general is 80% back to normal.
Hey, you want to know a fag thing I'm doing?
What are you doing?
I am going to a show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, you're going to it. Yeah, Mamma Mia?
Yeah, the ABBA show. How gay is that?
Mamma Mia, Mamma Mia.
God, I'm a bigger fag than you are.
2 up front at the Winter Garden.
There you go. Imagine that. A Broadway show about ABBA.
There are lots of good ones.
I might as well just wear a dress that night.
There are lots of good ones that are in production. I know that. Yes. They're getting ready to put. I mean, there's some good stuff coming to Broadway. Mm-hmm.
You'll be okay just so long as your belly doesn't turn pink.
Can't you hear me? S.O.S. Waterloo. Couldn't escape if I wanted to.
I think somebody likes ABBA more than they're letting on.
Group ABBA.
Take a chance on me.
The hotels in Times.
ABBA gives me an erection.
Yeah. ABBA gives me an erection.
Oh, God.
Hey, what happened to your ratings? Oh, that's right. Gone.
Where are they?
Don't know.
The hotels in Times Square are back to 80% occupancy. Quoting the manager of B.B. King's Blues Club, you can't keep people locked up forever. And one store manager quotes tourists from the South and Southwestern United States as saying, we came because your man Giuliani invited us.
There you go.
We come.
More like that.
He invited ye.
Where's the hillbilly music crowd?
We was fixing to go to the...
Florida.
No, we was going to go to Dixie Stampede down in Myrtle Beach.
We was going to have it where they did get you the chicken to eat with your hands. But then we saw Rudy Giuliani.
Is he a Jew?
No, he's Italian.
He's Italian?
Yes, he is. Isn't that Rudy? Isn't that a girl's name? I heard him on the TV saying,
yeah,
come to New York and spend some of ye Yankee dollars. So we was fixing to go down south, but then we decided we'd come up north to New York to party with ye.
And I found the greatest thing on the street.
What's that?
A hat that says, New York effing city.
There you go. I love that.
It said the word right there. It says the word.
I was walking down and they showed me this bag of cashews with this crunchy sugary stuff on them. They was good. I said, thank ye.
And listen to this. You want a pretzel? You can get one from this man right on the street, sell it to you.
And they are big.
You get some mustard for that pretzel?
Absolutely.
And I bought me one of them Rolex watches.
It's fine.
$7.
I was walking down and we got a rain shower and these guys just popped up right out of the sidewalk and handed them to me. Said they was from Ghana.
The umbrella man, you mean?
Yes, sir. They had a whole big cardboard box of these things and I popped it open, walked 3 blocks and them damn thing broke.
We come because your man Giuliani said we should come.
That's right.
Your man. We appreciate ye.
People who run the ESPN zone in Times Square give credit to baseball fans quoting a spokeswoman, the Yankees are helping us tremendously.
And I want to tell you the most amazing thing.
What would that be, ye?
We got in a taxi cab.
Yes.
It talks to ye.
Yes, it does.
Ye, you get in the taxi cab and it says, hello, this is Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters.
I got in a cab just the other day, put my ass down in and said, hello, this is Michael Buffer. I got out of that cab. I don't like him.
How come they don't have Darryl Waltrip in the cab?
That's a good question.
Or Dale Jr. Or Reba. Where the hell is Reba in the cab?
Reba. Rebo.
I tell you, no, she talked to ye.
We come because your man Giuliani said we should.
That's we come. It was come like a dolphin.
It was a weekend for fundraising concerts in New York and D.C.
I bet that got deleted out, Mike.
I'm sorry.
That was a funny one, though.
I'm sorry, Rob. Somebody just came in my ear.
The New York benefit concert, which featured Paul McCartney, David Bowie, Billy Joel, and The Who, is expecting to make over $100 million.
That was a great friggin' show. Mm-hmm. And Paul McCartney is, without a doubt, my musical hero. Yeah. But I want to say this. He looks just like Angela Lansbury.
Wow. Yeah.
In the face.
It's like an old woman now.
I mean, he really has the Angela Lansbury face happening.
And did you notice when The Who were playing all their great hits, that when they showed the keyboard player, he'd just hit one key and the whole thing would play? It was all sequenced. I wonder how much vocal we were actually hearing.
Was that during Who Are You?
Yeah, I believe so. And also, all three of their songs had lots of help, I believe.
And who are ye?
Ye.
Who the F are ye?
I don't understand what ye're doing here.
The song is called Baba O'Reilly, but I ain't never heard that. It sounded to me like Teenage Wasteland.
Ye should call that Baba O'Reilly.
I love ye. Honestly love ye.
The Washington, D.C. show, which was taped by ABC, causing it to drag on for more than 11 hours, featured Michael Jackson and Tom Petty. The D.C. show raised roughly $2 million.
Ye make me feel like a natural woman.
News from the front. The Taliban says the U.S. and British jets hit a hospital in western Afghanistan today, killing more than 100 people. The British say their fighters were not involved. The U.S. says the story is a lie and the Taliban has no credibility.
I will always love ye. And I like that Barry Manilow song. This one's for ye, wherever you are.
The U.S. is not disputing a report.
That's the yes, Buzz.
Ye.
Not the U.S.
ESA.
ESA.
The yes is not disputing a report that the 10-year-old son of Taliban leader Mullah Muhammad Omar was killed during earlier strikes. This afternoon, U.S. jets are pounding Taliban positions along the front lines outside the Afghan capital.
S happens. S happens.
Pave the way for rebel forces.
That's all I got to say. S happens.
Right.
Collateral damage. Stuff. Suck my D. We got a break. God bless America. We'll be right back. Thank you.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, now, honey, meat is nothing to be afraid of.
Two cocksure broadcasters, Don and Mike.
All right, let's go Yankees. No offense, Seattle. I know we just signed on in Seattle, but I'm going to the game tonight. Yankees kick ass tonight.
Yankees!
First time ever out of Yankee Stadium. I'll bring you guys some presents. Tomorrow on the show, we'll be soliciting for the Pumpkin Puckers. For $1,000 for guys and girls. See the Don and Mike Gunnerballs, world's worst bowling team ever, as we take on the Job Squad this Wednesday night at the Jersey Lanes in Linden, New Jersey.
Oh, no.
What?
I forgot to pack my bowling shirt.
Jersey Lane's located at 30 Park Avenue. You did it on purpose.
I did not.
You hate the bowling shirts.
Well, I hate the bowling shirts, but I didn't do it on purpose.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm here.
Have your wife overnight it to you.
I will.
Hello?
Bob, hi.
Done.
Bob.
Yeah.
Well, what can we do for you?
Well, I'm a little upset that you're going to do the pumpkin thing up in New York instead of down here in D.C., man. There's a lot of freaks down here.
Now, listen, we got something even wackier when we come back next week for D.C. for the really? for Halloween.
Good, man, because I'm the guy that that painted with his junk.
Yeah, listen, we're gonna have something very special for the people of D.C.
Also. Shocker, you'd want to participate.
Right.
Well, I do face painting, too, now.
Okay. I bet you do.
Great. This guy did the penis Picasso.
That white foundation makeup.
All right. Go ahead, Fred. Goodbye. See ya. Yeah, listen, we're going to do our Halloween thing in New York this week, and then next week, back here in D.C.
All right.
Everybody gets the same amount of money, big bucks. Now time for a call, 1-800-877-365-3636. We want to welcome a new sponsor to the show, Orbitz.com. We're going to be giving away round trip airfare for two. Doesn't say where.
All right.
So I guess anywhere you want to go.
Anywhere in the world?
Probably in the contiguous United States.
Aye.
Meaning, you know, anywhere except Alaska and Hawaii. That's what I'm guessing. But it's a good prize if you get 100th caller right now. Here again is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. American soldiers have zeroed in on a 10-square-mile area in Afghanistan where they believe Osama bin Laden is hiding. According to the New York Post, the paper cites military sources as saying the area is honeycombed with 4 or 5 massive booby-trapped caves that are up to 50 feet underground. The caves are thought to be too dangerous for U.S. troops, at least for now.
Yeah, hide in your cave, you animal.
Some military sources say bombing from the air is still the best way to hammer away at that location.
This is huge. That's Everybody's been waiting for this, and if that is true, that's wonderful news.
That's very important.
And you had some bad news, but you got some good news, too.
Absolutely. And we're also hearing more and more that we've heard before that Osama bin Laden and the Taliban are really two separate things. But I've been reading more lately that says they're very much connected and one's going to have a very difficult time getting along without the other.
All right.
The O.J. road rage trial in Florida continues. The judge today denied O.J.'s request for a mistrial. The jury was discussing the case. The judge says he looked into it and found the discussions weren't serious enough to cancel the trial.
Weren't serious enough.
Simpson faces a possible...
We're going to have serious discussions.
Serious O.J. discussions.
We're going to have serious discussions, Mr. Simpson.
O.J.
gets 16 years in prison for the incident. He's charged with felony auto burglary and misdemeanor battery. The prosecution in that case has now rested its case.
O.J.
He's just a man, flesh and blood, but he's all over at least one channel on your television today. He is Regis Philbin.
Hi there.
He started his day on Good Morning America.
Good morning. How are you, boy?
He's a whore, he is.
Sometimes a familionaire right now.
Then he did his morning talk show with Kelly Ripa.
Hello, Kelly. How are you? I was just on Good Morning America, having a good time talking to Charlie Gibson.
This evening, he'll be on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, of course.
Which I'm hosting that show. How are you?
Tonight, we'll also appear on ABC's big screen TV in Times Square.
Very good. I understand Mike O'Mara will be down there watching it. Tom's at the game.
And then after that, he'll chat with Al Michaels on Monday Night Football.
How come you lower teeth are so yellow?
In sports this evening, the Giants play the Eagles on Monday Night Football. The Arizona Diamondbacks are going to the World Series sooner than any other expansion team ever has.
Am I the only one who does not give a flying frig that Arizona's in the World Series?
Well, I'm just happy that the best-looking man in baseball is going to be in the postseason.
Randy Johnson.
You betcha.
In their fourth year, the team beat the Atlanta Braves last night. The Yankees also advanced to the series with a fourth win over Seattle tonight.
Did you see the Letterman where Letterman had the picture of Randy
Johnson? Platypus.
The ostrich.
It was like a split screen, half ostrich and half Randy Johnson.
It's terrible. Finally, when police raided a massage parlor in North Plainfield, New Jersey, they nabbed themselves a judge. They arrested the hookers and the Johns, including Richard Muscatello, who was charged with soliciting prostitution. His Honor paid $40 for the massage. He's now agreed to plead guilty and pay a $400 fine. Why? If he does that, he won't go to jail, which is good, since he's 80 years old.
No! Hey, give the guy a medal. He's 80. He's in there paying to get some, be treated like a dolphin.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We gotta go. The hat was fun. As I mentioned, tomorrow we'll be soliciting for the pumpkin thing.
Oh, God.
Everything that happens out at Yankee Stadium tonight. Big show tomorrow live from New York. Thank you for listening, everybody. That's it. Yeah, we gotta cut out. We gotta go catch our train. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I'm calling 100.
Yes. Correct. What's your name?
Benny Records.
Come again?
Benny?
Benny what?
Record,
Ricola. Benny, where are you from?
Woodbridge.
Benny, listen, you've won round trip airfare for two from Orbitz.com. Visit planet Earth via Orbitz.com. That's Orbitz with a Z. The travel site with the most low fares, proudly created by the world's leading airlines. Thank you for listening, Benny.
Thank you.
Thank ye. Hold on a second. Let me just check with Sammy to see exactly where you get to fly on this thing. We got about a million of these trips to give away.
Anywhere where you'll find dolphins.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Sammy. It's us.
Hi.
Hey, listen, this Orbitz.com.
Yes.
The airfare. Where can people go with the airfare?
They can fly anywhere in the continental U.S.
Wow. Does that include Alaska and Hawaii?
No, it does not.
Ah, then it's the contiguous.
Well, okay. Well, there you go.
Contiguous.
No, the continental U.S. United States.
Right.
Just what she said.
Or contiguous. I just like using the word contiguous.
Contiguous would be Alaska and Hawaii.
No, it would not.
No,
no, it would not.
Contiguous means
contiguous
connected.
Means all connected, all together.
Oh, so continental and contiguous are synonyms.
Well, not in this case, actually, because Alaska, for example, on the same continent, but not contiguous.
Yeah, but I want to know one thing.
College guy.
Where do babies come from?
Hey, college guy, I believe I just got something right.
You and I got it wrong.
I think so.
Now, raise the goddamn flag.
Oh.
Anywhere in the Great 48.
Go ahead. I was wrong. I did not know the word contiguous.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Todd.
You know that word now.
I missed out on a bag of candy. All right, Tammy, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Contiguous.
Yeah. Contiguous means connected?
There
that's
you
right.
go. That's right.
Hey, wait a
gotcha.
You are right. connected.
Gotcha.
Where's my knowledge?
Gone.
Where'd it go?
Don't know. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for another good show, everybody. Thank you for all the calls. Good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob.
Hey, Todd.
Hey, throw that Santa Claus hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it after all.
Watch the pins, Mike.
We will see ye tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Can you meet again? Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.